And he played out of playing third base, number 21, Seth Arnold. Having fifth, right fielder, number 44, Raylan Heredia. In the sixth spot, the center fielder, number 37, Ricardo Rosario. Having seventh in pitching, number 52, Ryan Leach. In the eighth position, first baseman, number 24, Janet Castillo. And in 89, the designated hitter, number 33, Jordan Byers. On the bump for the Thrashers, right hitter, number 31, Missy Benson Jimenez. All right, if you would mind turning your attention to the area in front of the pitcher's mound, we have a very special ceremonial first pitch tonight, celebrating his amazing seventh birthday, is Nicholas Druda. Sign him up. Nice pitch.
Two more games left in the final regular season homestand of 2023. Clearwater Threshers looking to get their first win of the series against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles here on the second day of September. Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber, and I'll be giving you the play-by-play for today's contest between the Clearwater Threshers and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Clearwater coming in with a 75-47 overall record and 31-26 in the second half. Fort Myers 64-59 in overall and 30-27 in the second half. But the Fat Lady is warming up for the Mighty Muscles. If they lose tonight or if Lakeland wins, Fort Myers' chances of getting into the playoffs will be eliminated. The Threshers' elimination number is 2 games, as they are 7.5 games behind the Flying Tigers due to this 7-game losing streak for Clearwater. Fort Myers, though, winners of their last 7, a Florida State League best, 9 wins in their last 10, with 3 of them coming against the Threshers, 2 of them coming yesterday. A twin bill here at BayCare Ballpark on Friday night, and Fort Myers took both of the games. 5 runs in the first inning for the Mighty Muscles before the Threshers even got to bat, and then Clearwater started to chip away. Chad Castillo extended his hit streak to 9 games. With an RBI double in the bottom of the first inning that scored Keaton Anthony all the way from first base, a guy not known for his speed, but man, did he hustle around those bases and come home for the Threshers' first run of the ball game. Then in the second inning, the Threshers scored again. Jordan Disson drove in Bryson Ware, who really just had a stupid base running for the entirety of that inning. He stole a base, advanced on a wild pitch, and hustled home while Disson hustled out an infield single. And Ware was able to get home in time. The throw went to first base, but Disson beat it out. And just a hit of good base running that gave the Threshers their second run of the game. Then Jay Harry drove in a run in the third inning for Fort Myers, and Gregory Duran brought the lead back up to 5 in the fourth. Back-to-back homers started off the fifth for the Mighty Muscles, as they took their largest lead of the ball game. And they added another couple more in the sixth after Ricardo Rosario hit an inside the Parker 2-run shot that scored Jordan Byers and was his 7th homer of the year, the 2nd inside the park homer, and first since Brian Rincon back in May. And in the 6th inning, 2 more runs scored, a triple and a single drove in runs, and Jordan Byers drove in Aiden Miller on a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 7th, but that was all the Threshers would get. 11-5 in the final in game number 1. Jonathan Petit took the loss, and Matt Gabbert took the win. Not too far from his cousin Lane, who played football last year for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Rosario was the highlight in game number 1 with the inside the park home run, and Aiden Miller, yeah, his first career triple, as well as his first multi-hit game for the Threshers. A season-high 2 hits, going 2-for-4 with a triple and a run scored He's hitting .313 in his first five games, where he has reached in all five of those contests. On the mound, Daniel Harper shown the brightest out of the Threshers' bullpen. An inning and a third, he retired all four batters that he faced with two strikeouts in the ballgame. Then in game number two, things started off more promising for the Clearwater Threshers. They got a run in the first inning on an RBI triple from Zach Arnold. Raylan Heredia led off the game with a single on the second pitch of the afternoon. And then Arnold tripled him in with two outs to get Clearwater their only run of the game. Two more runs scored to give Fort Myers the lead in the second. An insurance run came on a sack fly in the sixth. That made it 3-1. And Josh Borka had two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 seventh inning. Gene Cabrera took the loss but struck out seven with two runs allowed in five innings of work. A solid outing for Cabrera, who did go back on the development list today as the Threshers lost their seventh straight against Fort Myers. But a new day here on Saturday, another chance for Clearwater to reverse the streak as the Clearwater Threshers look to get their first win of the month of September after finishing August with a losing record, the only month this season in which the Threshers have more losses than they do wins for that season. For the Mighty Muscles, though, desperately clinging to their playoff hopes, Jay Harry leads off for Brian Myers' squad. He is at short. Ricardo Olivar doing the catching for the first time this series, batting second. Rubel Cespedes is the number three hitter. He's over at third base with Nate Baez doing the cleanup work after a nice day in the doubleheader yesterday. He's hitting first base and at the fourth spot in the order. Rafael Cruz is the designated hitter, batting fifth. Alex Sayer is the sixth hitter in left. Gregory Duran is hitting number seven after getting an RBI in each of the two games in the doubleheader last night. He's in right field, and Cameron Wilman is at second base. Came on as a defensive replacement in game two when Yohandro Martinez started, so he was able to play in both contests of the twin bill for the Fort Myers and Mighty Muscles. Maddox Helton rounding out the order in center field for Fort Myers. He's batting ninth. Jose Olivares will make a start for Fort Myers tonight. 2-4 his record, 6.37 ERA, and it's not the first time that he has faced the Threshers. Olivares against Clearwater this season has gone twice. It's a total of 10 innings and allowed three runs on five hits over that span, with five walks and five strikeouts. So a pretty even two starts for Jose Olivares against the Clearwater Threshers. He's going up against the team with the top record in all the Florida State League. Losing streak or not, the Threshers still have held on to the best record in minor league baseball in below AAA. 75 wins on the season, their first half win total. Certainly not something to be overlooked. The record aside, this is still a force to be reckoned with of a baseball team here in Clearwater that looks to get back on the right foot here on Saturday night. The Threshers lineup begins with Amarion Boyd in the leadoff spot, active leader in stolen bases with 53. Only Seth Stevenson, now up in High A West Michigan, has more for the Flying Tigers. William Bergoglio will hit second and play second base for the Clearwater Threshers. He has one RBI this series, 17 on the season. Aiden Miller back in the lineup after taking game two of the doubleheader off. He is at shortstop and hitting third for the second time as a Threshers. Zach Arnold, an RBI triple in game number two. He's batting cleanup and hitting and playing third for the second game in a row. Raylan Heredia moves from the one spot to the five spot, still out in right field for the Threshers. He will hit fifth. Ricardo Rosario with the inside-the-park home run in Game 1 last night. He will be batting sixth and playing in center field. Ryan Leach doing the catching for the second time this week. He had a knock already in the Thursday game between these two sides. Chad Castillo ended his 9-game hit streak in Game Number 2 last night. He has been hot in the month of August for the Threshers. So bad eighth and play first to Jordan Byers, who rounds out the order. Benson Jimenez, the starting pitcher for the Threshers, leading them out onto the field. We'll give you more of his stats and how he's fared so far this season. But first, we're going to step aside and take a quick pause and honor our country with the playing of our national anthem before the last Saturday of Threshers baseball here at BayCare Ballpark
in
2023. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your caps and join us as we honor America with the performance of our national anthem. Performing the anthem tonight is Janice Mallon. Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we came at the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars ruled up heaven's high? All the ramparts we walked were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare of arms bursting
night here at BayCare Ballpark, so I might as well take some time to express my appreciation for these Thrashers fans, the best fans in Florida and probably America. But really appreciate your guys' support throughout this season. Absolutely loved having you listen to the broadcast, and hopefully we'll have a couple more wins for you in the regular season and the playoffs coming up. Don't forget to get your playoff tickets at ThrashersBaseball.com/tickets with the first game at September the 14th here at BayCare Ballpark. That would be game two of the playoffs in Thresherville. But they got the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Two final games of a homestand coming up, and then six games in Palm Beach. That's how we'll finish off the regular season here in Clearwater as the Threshers look to bounce back currently on a seven-game losing streak. But they can reverse it against the Mighty Muscles tonight. Esteban Jimenez is taking the hill for the Clearwater Threshers this evening. 3-7 his record, 3.83 his ERA. Pitching in his third start against Fort Myers this season, he's allowed 6 runs in 9 innings with 4 strikeouts and 6 walks in 2023 in his previous 2 starts in Fort Myers. But this is the first time that these two teams that he is playing against the Mighty Muscles in BayCare Ballpark. Jimenez making his 20th appearance of the season, 18th start. 80 innings of work, 74 hits, 39 runs, 36 walks, and 69 strikeouts. Jay Harry, the leadoff man for Fort Myers, has led off 2 of the 3 games so far this series, and he takes a fastball for a called strike, and we're underway here at BayCare Ballpark. 6:31, the time of first pitch, and Esteban Jimenez sends another strike homeward before the clock hits 6:32. This time a changeup fools Harry. Fastball, changeup, and a slider from Jimenez are his 3 pitches. Now the 0-2 to Harry. Fastball up and in, and the count is 1-2. Harry, a draft addition for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. 6th round. Out of Penn State in 2023 for the Minnesota Twins. Played the majority of his pro career here with Fort Myers. Harry rolls one to the first base side. It's fielded in foul territory by Castillo, who will finish out the play, but doesn't really need to. Umpiring crew for tonight, Justin Hopkins behind home plate. Connor Crowell is on the bases. And it was Crowell who made that call, rolling foul, as that ball clearly well drifted into foul territory. 1-2 to Harry, who's the shortstop for Fort Myers tonight. 1 homer, 9 RBIs. And the pitch, wave and a whip, strike 3. Changeup dropping out of the zone from Jimenez in strikeout number 70. Starts off this Saturday night here at BayCare Ballpark. So Jay Harry, the leadoff hitter, goes down on strikes, and now Ricardo Olivar, the number two hitter, will step up to the plate for Fort Myers. Rubel Cespedes will follow him up on deck in the three spot, and Nate Baez is the cleanup man for Fort Myers. Rafael Cruz is the DH and hitting fifth. Alex Sayer will bat sixth. First pitch, a slider just missing outside, a 1-0 count to Ricardo Olivar. Gregory Duran is the number seven hitter for the Mighty Muscles. Cameron Wilmot hitting eighth, and Maddox Houghton will bat ninth. 1-0 pitch, cut on and missed, way out in front of that fastball, which gets to 94 from Estevenson Jimenez, fooling Olivar, tucking that into the outside corner for strike number one. Now the 1-1 pitch, this is hit in the air out to right center field. That's going to fall in for a single, as Ricardo Rosario is right there to pick it up and send it into Bergoglio at second base. So Ricardo Olivar has the first base knock of the game, and now Rubel Cespedes will follow him up to the plate, the first lefty batter to come and face Estevenson Jimenez since the leadoff man. So we'll set the defense for the Clearwater Threshers. Ricardo Rosario in center, Raylan Heredia in right, and Amarion Boyd in left field. William Bergoglio at second. Aiden Miller is at short, flanked by Chad Castillo at first, Zach Arnold at third. Cespedes swings and misses as a changeup, and the count's 0-1. Ryan Leach doing the catching for Estevenson Jimenez, who is having a strong start to this game. 9 pitches, 7 strikes through the first two batters. One hit allowed as Olivar is checked back to first. Castillo pulled off the bag, but he makes the catch, and Olivar will remain at the first base bag. An unsuccessful pickoff attempt on Olivar, who has 12 of his career 20 steals in his third season as a pro. He's been caught just once in 2023. Over his career, he's 20 for 26 in stolen base attempts. Cespedes fouled off a breaker from Jimenez. It's an 0-2 count, with one out here in the top of the first inning, no score, and a man on first base for Fort Myers. Now the 0-2 to Cespedes. This is lifted high in the air out to right field. Aurelia drifts underneath it, calls off Bergoglio, reaches out to make the catch, 2 down in the first. Routine flyout to Raylan Heredia, and that'll bring up the cleanup man in Nate Baez. A catcher by trade, playing first base here tonight. Hit in the 5 spot in last night's game, game 2 to be more precise. A walk, a double, and a run scored, but also struck out. He did not play in game number 1. And on Wednesday, or on Thursday, he walked twice, but did not record a hit. Chad Castillo slides as a ball bounces into the Fort Myers dugout. 0-1 the count to Nate Baez, and Jimenez working exceptionally quickly on the hill, as he has done. Seems like he's sped up his release as the year has gone on. Now the 0-1. Popped up, shallow on the first base side, drifting into foul territory is Castillo, leaning on the railing, reaching into the Mighty Muscles dugout, and the ball just out of his reach. So 2 pitches, 2 strikes to Nate Baez. Both of them were close to being caught by Chad Castillo in foul territory. So 0-2 count to Baez, 1 on and 2 outs. Here in the top of the first inning, Threshers have yet to bat. Jimenez wheels and throws to first. Castillo leans to his right to make the catch. No tag applied on Olivar, who is back safe. Baez, 222 hitter on his young pro career. 12th rounder in 2022 out of Arizona State. 0-2 fouled away, and that one will get out of the ballpark. 3 pitches from Jimenez, all 3 swung on by Nate Baez, and all 3 fouled away. That was the first one that Castillo didn't try to make a run at. So an 0-2 count remains to Baez in his second year as a pro. The 0-2 pitch, waving a whip, strike 3. Estevenson Jimenez looking excited after 2 punch-outs in the first inning. An emphatic strikeout of Baez, who can't go anywhere near that changeup that ended the inning. So the Threshers leave a runner stranded, 1 hit, no, and 1 man left on base, no runs, no errors in the top of the first inning. Now it's Clearwater's turn. They'll come to bat next here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Occasionally, it would seem like those errors. If you or anyone around you should require first aid, please contact your local usher or visit the third aid station located on section 106.
Bottom of the first at BayCare Ballpark, and Jose Olivares on the mound for the Mighty Muscles against the Marion Boyd, who fouls off the first pitch fastball to make it an 0-1 count. Purple jerseys for the Mighty Muscles today, and a matching purple glove for Jose Olivares. Gotta love the fashion statement, or whatever you call it he's making with the glove. Point is, it looks cool. And Boyd takes a breaking ball low for ball number one. Threshers in their home red jerseys. White and red pinstripe pants as well. 1-1, bounced foul. That one hits off the top of the netting. One ball and two strikes to Marion Boyd. In left field tonight, 0-7 in two games this series. Does have a couple of stolen base, though, as he reached on a hit by a pitch earlier this week. 1-2 count now to Boyd, who's in left field tonight. Olivares deals. Fastball bouncing into the glove of Olivar, and it's 2-2. One run scored, two stolen bases in two games for Boyd, though, who is 20 years old now. Turned 20 on the Tuesday of the Lakeland series. 2-2, hit on the ground to short. Fielded in the air, will grasp by the shortstop, and no play at first base. He makes the throw, but if you field a ball in the outfield grass, good luck getting a Marion Boyd at first base. Jay Harry threw as quick as he could, but he had no chance on Boyd, who beats it out for an infield hit. So the leadoff man is on for the Threshers, and Marion Boyd is always a danger on the base paths. 53 stolen bases on the season, top 10 in the minor leagues, and active leader among current Florida State leaguers. Seth Stevenson at 61. He is up in West Michigan now. Boyd checked back to first base by Olivares, as Marion Boyd, the leadoff man, is on first with a single. William Bergoglio hits number two. He's up at the plate right now with Aiden Miller batting third behind him. Zach Arnold's the cleanup man. Raylan Heredia hits fifth. Ricardo Rosario is the sixth hitter for the Threshers. Olivares deals. Boyd goes. Strike to Bergoglio, and it's stolen base number 54 for Marion Boyd. Might as well just call it as soon as he steals. If he gets a good enough jump, he's in. You shouldn't even bother throwing. And a good throw by Olivar, but not in time to get Boyd, who has stolen base number 54. 0-1 count to Bergoglio. Ryan Leach hits sevens for the Threshers as we continue through their lineup. Castillo hitting eighth and Jordan Byers hitting ninth. Breaking ball missing outside to Bergoglio. 1-1 is the count. We're going on one RBI this series, but is 0-7 in two games against the Mighty Muscles, where he debuted back at Hammond Stadium in June before the Threshers clinched their first half spot. 1-1, fastball missing upstairs, 2-1. Shortstop by trade. He has been able to move to second base very quickly. Bergoglio, as capable of a hitter as he is a fielder, really good glove and a great propensity for making contact. Power hasn't come just yet, but Bergoglio just 18 years old in his second year as a pro. 2-1, fastball missing inside, and it's a 3-1 count. He played last year in the Dominican Summer League, hit 380 with the DSL White Squad, a team that won the DSL Championship last year. 14 ribbies and 3 doubles with an on-base percentage of .470 in the DSL. And in June, he made his U.S. debut with the Threshers. 3-1 to Bregoia, hit on a line a second. Diving stop by Willman. He picks himself up, flings it to first, and there's the first out of the fourth inning, or the first inning, excuse me. Bregoia is out on a grounder, but Marion Boyd is now 90 feet away from becoming the first run of the game. That'll bring up Aiden Miller, who now has a chance for his first RBI as a Thresher. He had 2 in 10 games in the complex in his first year pro. But the first overall pick by the Phillies, 27th overall in the MLB draft, now playing his sixth game with the Threshers. He takes the first pitch, a slider, low and away, and it's a 1-0 count as I set the defense for the Mighty Muscles. Nate Baez at first base, Cameron Willman at second, Jay Harry at short, and Rubel Cespedes at third, making up the drawn-in infield for the Mighty Muscles. Ricardo Olivar, the catcher, and Jose Olivares is set with a 1-0. As the starting pitcher. 1-0 pitch, Miller goes after it, slices underneath a fastball, and it's a 1-1 count. The outfield for Fort Myers, Alex Sayer in left, Maddox Houghton in center, and Gregory Duran in right field. So Boyd is on third. The corners are pinched in, with the third baseman Cespedes playing especially close to third, as Boyd is standing on that bag. Now the 1-1. Miller bends away from an inside breaking ball, and it's 2-1. Miller, 5 games with the Threshers so far, joined the team on August the 24th in Lakeland. 5-for-16 with a double, a triple, and 3 runs scored. 3 steals and 3 attempts. He has reached base in all 5 and reached with a hit in each of his last 4. 2-1, up and in, almost hits Miller, but he gets out of the way of the breaking ball, 3-1. Just kind of looks disappointed that he's not getting the right pitches. Really wants a chance to drive in a run. With Amarion Boyd over at third base. 3-1 to Boyd. 313 hitter in 5 games for the Threshers. 3-1 pitch. Fastball just catching the outside corner, and it's 3-2. Boyd will not go as he is on third base. The second baseman, Willman, is playing up the middle and a little bit back, about one step off the outfield grass. The rest of the infield is drawn in, with the first baseman, Baez, shading towards second with the righty Miller at the plate. Full count coming to Aiden Miller. The pitch from Olivares, cut on and missed, and that's strike 3. First K of the day for Olivares, second out in the first inning. And the infield will revert to Norman Dale. Zach Arnold now coming up to the plate. One of the steals of the Phillies draft in 2023. 14th rounder out of Houston, but in his first month with the Threshers, he's hitting .304 with a homer and 5 RBIs. He has 1 ribby in each of the 2 games he has played this week against the Mighty Muscles. 2 outs and a man on third for Arnold, who drove in the first run of the game in Game 2 last night. He takes a curveball on the inside corner for a called strike 1. Arnold, a guy who can move all around the infield, but primarily plays at third and short, and he has played mostly at third with the Clearwater Threshers this season. Now the 0-1 to Arnold. Olivares deals. Fastball bouncing into the glove of Olivar, well blocked, and that keeps Boyd on third base. 1-1 to Zach Arnold, 14th round pick out of the University of Houston, who was actually drafted in the major leagues twice, drafted out of high school in the 34th round of the 2019 draft out of by the Baltimore Orioles. Now the 1-1 to Arnold, fastball just missing, lone away. Instead of going to the Orioles, he went to the University of Oregon and then transferred before the season started to LSU after the coach who recruited him, George Horton, did not return to the Ducks before he started playing. 2-1. Hopped up high and foul down the right field side. Count evens at 2-2. Arnold played 4 games in the Complex League before becoming the first member of the Phillies 2023 draft class to be called up to the Threshers back on August the 4th against Lakeland. 3-for-11 in 4 games, with a double and a triple, 4 runs scored, and 5 RBIs. 2-2, hit on a line, past the diving glove, the shortstop, no, Harry picks it up, a slow throw to first base, won't get there in time, and Arnold beats out the infield hit, and Boyd comes in to score. Zach Arnold coming up clutch, a 2-out, 2-strike, first run of the game, a hard liner out to short. Jay Harry did a great job to even get to that baseball. and he made the play, but Arnold beats it out and gets the infield hit and his third consecutive game with an RBI. The single puts the Threshers up 1-0 here in the first inning as Boyd scores easily from third. Now two away and Raylan Heredia at the plate. He swings and misses behind a slider, 0-1. Right fielder Heredia went 1-for-4 with a run scored last night. Arnold was the man who drove him in the first inning of yesterday's game, also with 2 outs in the frame. Zach now has a leadoff of first as Heredia's late swing on an upstairs fastball, 0-2. 6-for-6 in stolen base attempts for Zach Orm. Heredia, 4 RBIs without a home run to his name just yet. He had 4 homers in 25 games in the Complex League. 0-2, fastball up and away, 1-2, as Olivares does not get the chase. So 1-2 to Heredia, 1-0 lead for the Threshers. They've out-hit the Mighty Muscles 2-1 here in the first inning. Two away in the bottom of the first. Arnold leads off of first, and the 1-2 pitch is popped up over to second base. Wilman drifting out of the infield grass onto the dirt, and the catch is made, and the final out recorded on the pop-up to second base. But the Clearwater Threshers strike first. An RBI single after a leadoff hit from Lamarion Boyd. Zach Arnold drives him in with a 2-out knock, and the Threshers lead 1-0. They get their run on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left on base. 1-0 Threshers. We head to the second here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Promises me she is a super Star Wars fan. We're going to ask 3 trivia questions. She is getting 2 out of 3 right. You ready, Kylie?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. Who said do or do not? There is no try.
Yoda.
Oh, Yoda. Question number 1 is right. You really are a Star Wars fan. All right, question number 2. This one's a little tricky. What species is Chewbacca? Oh, my goodness, 2 out of 2. And it is a Wookiee, that's right. So technically you're a winner, but I just want to test your knowledge. Who created Star Wars? Oh, 3 for 3. Kylie, you are a winner of a massive Threshers backpack stuffed with all kinds of Threshers here tonight. We thank you so much for attending. You ready for the fireworks?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Kylie. It's worth the video.
The Threshers pitching with the lead here in the top of the second, in second straight game where they've scored the first run. And in such contests, Clearwater is 43-14 this season when scoring first. First pitch to Rafael Cruz. Second inning started off the grounder up the middle. Miller scoops it up past the second base bag. Pulls Castillo off, but he makes the tag for the first out in the second inning. Good adjustment by Chad Castillo for the first out on the grounder. And Miller did well just to get to that ball. Set up at shortstop. That ball on the shortstop side at second base, but almost directly up the middle on the grounder from Rafael Cruz. So one gone here in the second. Threshers lead it 1-0. And Estevenson Jimenez looks locked in on the hill right now. Alex Sayer leans away from an upstairs fastball, 1-0 the count, to the Muscles left fielder. 4 homers, 27 RBIs, and a .226 average for Sayer. He lifts this one high and deep out to right field, but it goes well foul and evens the count at 1-1. Sayer 1-for-3 last night, including a double play. Three walks and 2 runs scored in the first game of the doubleheader as he takes a fastball outside for a called strike 2. And he hit a solo home run in game number 1. So that was on Thursday. So two hits in the series so far for Alex Sayer. He has played all 4 games for the Mighty Muscles. Now he faces the 1-2. Jimenez deals, fastball misses upstairs, and the count evens at 2-2. Sayer, another guy who rotates around the outfield, has played primarily in left this series, but he has also seen plenty of time out in right. 2-2, High fly ball deep out to right field. Heredia going back towards the right field corner. Still on the outfield grass. He makes the catch running into foul territory for the second out of the inning. But that ball caught on the outfield dirt just to the left of the foul line in right field. So two gone now as Gregory Duran will now come up to the plate. He is the Mighty Muscles right fielder. Had a sacrifice fly in the sixth inning of game two of last night's doubleheader and an RBI double in the fourth. That helped the Mighty Muscles quiet down a resurgent Threshers who had two runs in the first two innings after allowing five in the opening frame. Breaking ball missing outside to Duran. It's a 1-0 count as Jimenez is throwing a lot more changeups than we've seen from him this season tonight. He goes back to the heater there, 94, powered by Duran. He swings and misses, and it's 1-1. Duran's having a good series so far. Two of his 24 RBIs have come this week. Three homers and 189 is his batting average as he gets some pine tar from the Muscles dugout. 1-1 count to Duran. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. The Threshers lead by one. One ball, one strike. Now the pitch. Breaking ball just missing outside. 2-1. Another changeup. Jimenez throws a lot of fastballs. That is definitely his primary pitch, but he offsets it well with a breaking stuff. 2-1. Duran holds up the swing, and the changeup cracks the outside corner to even the count at two balls and two strikes. Usually, his secondary breaking pitch is his slider, but we've seen almost entirely a fastball changeup combo from Jimenez tonight. And there's the change again. Called strike three to Gregory Duran, who just stares at a pitch down the plate. Three strikeouts for Jimenez, and the first two innings each ended with a punch-out. The Muscles go down in order in the second. The Threshers got a run in the first. They look to build on that with the bottom of the second coming up here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
As we are in the second inning, we are representing Carpe Pitch for Peak. That is our theme for the second inning. And the Produce Roadhouse Harley Races, unbelievably, of everyone in this field, I picked Dylan and Dylan. I don't know how I did that, but we have two Dylans down here racing against each other. You guys have to bounce around your Produce and come back to the start finish line. Are you guys ready for this? Dylan and Dylan. I have a feeling that Dylan's going to win. Honey Mark, get set, go! Oh, Dylan's off to an early lead, but Dylan's coming up quick. Oh, around the corner, it's Dylan will be. Oh my goodness, this is going to be a photo finish. Dylan, oh, it's Red Dylan! Red Dylan is the winner! It hit a sweet dance move. That's a victory, but you know what, you guys are so close. Dylan in the red, you win a gift certificate to Bogey's Roadhouse. And Dylan, just for you for participating, we're going to give you one of those sweet, precious prize packs. How's that sound? All right, we'll see you guys in a bit. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Threshers, the center fielder, number 37, Ricardo Rosario.
6-7-8 coming up for the Threshers in the second inning. They lead 1-0 with Ricardo Rosario leading things off for the Threshers. His seventh home run was inside the Parker in game one last night. This time he pops up a bunt foul, and that reaches the sweeps behind home plate. 0-1 the count to Rosario, who's got seven homers, 39 RBIs, and with Castillo ending his hit streak, he now holds the longest active hit streak for the Threshers. 0-1 out of Ricardo, fastball low away, and it's 1-1. Nine games with a hit for Ricardo Rosario. That has lasted since August the 17th. He's 12 for his last 29, two doubles, two homers, nine RBIs, and six runs scored. Now the 1-1, swing and a miss, and the slider gets him to miss, and it's 1-2. 39 ribbies, so he had 30 before the start of this nine-game hit streak, and Rosario heating up at the right time as there are eight games left, including tonight, before Threshers' postseason action. One ball and two strikes now to Ricardo, and the pitch, breaking ball, bouncing into the mitt of Olivar, and it's 2-2. Remember, you can get your Threshers postseason tickets if you go to threshersbaseball.com/tickets. Games on the 14th and, if necessary, the 15th of September. All information on the Threshers website. 2-2 to Rosario, sliced high and foul. That one into the Diamond Club Cafe out in right field, and the count stays at 2-2. 95 on the heater from Olivares, and that fastball is sitting right there in the mid-90s. So 2-2 now to Rosario. Olivares deals. Another pitch, slap foul down the right field line. The count will stay at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, breaking ball on the outside corner, but Rosario challenges it. And we'll see what Justin Hopkins has to say. Same call. Called strike three on Rosario. Second punch out of the day for Olivares. And the 10-game hit streak will have to wait. So one gone in the second. 1-0 the lead for the Threshers. And Ryan Leach now coming up to the bat. We want another guy who's really starting to heat up as the late season goes on. He had a solo home run in the ninth inning on Thursday in the last game these two teams played. He rockets one foul. 0-1 going down the right field line. Leach hitting .253 on the season, riding a four-game hit streak of his own. 5-for-16 with a solo home run coming against Field Myers on Thursday. He didn't play in the doubleheader, so he's missed the last two games for the Threshers. 0-1, swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs, and it's 0-2. Seven homers, 23 RBIs for Leach, and he's owned one of the six grand slams hit by the Threshers this season. His granny hit next door in Dunedin. So an 0-2 count. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Olivares deals. Fastball missing low and away. And the count's now 1-2. Leach, 22 years old, undrafted out of Marshall University after he was initially drafted in the 2019 MLB draft in the 30th round by the Reds. Now he swings and misses at a slider. And the count now ends, because that is strike number three, and I clearly just but two outs in the bottom of the second inning for Chad Castillo. Now he was lifting his batting average over his last nine game hit streak up to about .230. 11 homers, leading all players on the active roster, 34 RBIs for Castillo. First pitch, turns away from an indoor breaking ball, and it's a 1-0 count to Castillo. Ninth rounder last year out of California Baptist. He combined to go 1-for-7 in the doubleheader yesterday. He swings and misses at a curveball, counts 1-1. He's played all three games this series, two doubles and an RBI for Castillo. That RBI came on one of his two doubles in game one. Now the 1-1. Fastball inside, 2 on the count. So an unsuccessful challenge there by Ricardo Olivar keeps a count 2-1 on Castillo. Threshers lead 1-0, out hitting the Mighty Muscles, 2-1. Swing and miss at a curveball outside, and the count makes or count goes even at 2-2. Castillo was 3-for-10 with an RBI now each of the last two series, and is playing his fourth games against the Muscles tonight. 2-2, lifted high in the air out to left field. Shifting in is Houghton, but it's going to get to Sayer in straightaway left. Catch is made for the final out of the inning. So both teams do not bring a base runner to the bags in the second inning. Threshers go down in order in the bottom of the second. Third inning coming up. Threshers lead 1-0 for the Threshers broadcast network. Thank you. Cameron Wilman, Maddox Houghton, and Jay Harry leading off the inning for the Mighty Muscles. They have one hit, but the Threshers lead 1-0. They have two hits. All three combined came in the first inning. Threshers lead by one, and Wilman leads things off for Fort Myers. 221 hitter on the season, no homers, and 17 RBIs for the second baseman. First pitch to Jimenez, fastball missing up, from Jimenez, fastball missing upstairs. It's a now the 1-0. Fastball just missing inside. Count is now 2-0 to Cameron Wilman. He wasn't on the opening day roster for Fort Myers, but he's been kind of a utility guy that has accrued more playing time as the year's gone on. Fastball outside this time to Wilman. 3-0 the count. This is Wilman's fifth game against the Threshers, and he's had plenty of success against this Clearwater team. The fastball by Jimenez zips to the outside corner. 3-1 is the count. This will be his seventh at-bat, 3-for-6, with three runs scored, a double, and an RBI. He has also struck out three times and walked once against the Threshers, and he might get a chance to do one or the other. Slider on the outside corner, 3-2 to Cameron Wilman, who now takes a timeout. So a full count to Wilman, the leadoff man here in the third. Jimenez deals, waving a whiff, strike three. Pulling the string with another slider, and Jimenez has four punch-outs through the first two and a third. He's led off two of the three innings and ended off each of the first two with a strikeout. Four Ks for Estevenson Jimenez. He is absolutely dealing so far. Now Maddox Houghton, the last hitter he hasn't seen today. The center fielder out of Litzko. As this one rolled down the right field line into right, and that's going to bounce off the wall in foul territory for a base hit. Herrera throws the throw into second, but Maddox Houghton speeds around first base and slides into second with a one-out double in the third inning. And any ball that gets into the outfield is trouble for Houghton. 221 average on the season, but he is got really good speed on the base pass, and now the tying run in scoring position for the Mighty Muscles. So Jay Harry now coming up to the plate with one homer and nine RBIs on the season, but he struck out to lead off the game back in the first inning. Short lead off first by Houghton. Miller holding him on the second base bag. First pitch, Harry lines one up and foul behind home plate, 0-1. And that went right over my head here in the broadcast booth. So an 0-1 count to Harry now, hitting .342 in his first couple of weeks with Fort Myers. Jimenez looks over at second base and now deals home. Fastball narrowly missing outside, and it's 1-1. Strikeout on five pitches for Harry back in the first. In his only prior at bat, and his first homer with the Mighty Muscles, leading off the fifth inning of yesterday's game. Game one, to be exact. 1-1. Hit on a line out to right field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Heredia picks it up, and the stop sign is given to Houghton at third. And back-to-back one-out hits for the Mighty Muscles give them three on the day and put runners on the corner. So Harry on with a single in the third. Houghton going to third base. And now Ricardo Olivar coming up to the plate. Go-ahead run on first, and Harry certainly a stealing threat. Olivar, one of the better hitters on this Mighty Muscles team, 53 RBIs on the season with 10 home runs. For Harry, he is 2-for-3 in stolen base attempts in his 21st game here with Fort Myers, was 3-for-3 in the Complex League. He's on first, Houghton is on third, as Olivar strikes one foul off the netting next to the Mighty Muscles dugout. 0-1 the count to Ricardo, who singled in the first. A double play would end the inning. So that's what the Threshers are looking for here. But as long as it's not a fly ball, they're just looking for outs with Ricardo Olivar. 0-1 the count. Fastball hit out to right field. Heredia sprinting toward it. That's going to drop and roll into the corner. Bounces up in the seats. And it's a ground rule double for Ricardo Olivar. Stopping at third base is Jay Harry. And Olivar has ruby number 54 to tie up the game on a ground rule double. 1-1 now the score as Houghton scores from third. and it's a tie ball game with one out and two runners in scoring position. So we are all tied up, 4-2 in favor of Fort Myers, one run apiece and one out, and the infield in an interesting shift for Rubel Cespedes. The left side of the infield is drawn in. That's really just on third base as Arnold is pinched in with Miller playing back, holding the runner on second base. Fastball missing up and into Cespedes, 2-0 the count. He flied out to right back in the first. The right side of the infield is at normal depth. Bergoya shaded slightly towards the middle, but Castillo playing regularly over at first base. 2-0 now to Cespedes. Jimenez deals. Wave and a miss by Rubel Cespedes. The changeup pulls him on the outside corner, and it's 2-1. 26th double of the season for Ricardo Olivar, RBI number 54, that tied up this ballgame. So now the 2-1 fouled off the plate, and it's 2-2 as I'm joined by the greatest mascot in all of sports, Finley T. Thresher. And it's fan appreciation night, and I don't think there's anyone who appreciates the fans more than Finley Thresher. I think that's something we can engrave in stone, and 100 years from now it'll still be true. So I'm just getting, I love the fans from Finley. That's all he's saying to me today. 2-2, broken back grounder to first base. Castillo's going to pick it up. No one at home, and a high throw to first isn't going to come there in time as Rubel Cespedes beats out the infield hit. And a bit of a miscommunication for Clearwater. So the run scores from third, and it's 2-1 Fort Myers. Olivar moves to third, and Cespedes has the RBI on the one-out single. So that's four straight hits with one out in the third inning. And Fort Myers has now taken a 2-1 lead. Righty Nate Baez now coming up to the plate. He's 0-1 with a strikeout today. But the Thresher's infield pinch for double play depth, so it seems like that's what they're looking for. One gone and two on. Runner still on the corners for Fort Myers as the fastball from Jimenez misses inside. 1-0 the count today. He struck out on four pitches back in the first inning. Olivar on third, Cespedes on first. 1-0 the count, Jimenez deals. Hard ground ball to third. Arnold picks it up, flips to second for one. Bergoya on to first, and that's a round the horn inning-ending double play. 5-4-3, the Threshers go around the diamond and rack up the mighty muscles, but Fort Myers gets up on the board. They lead by one, 2-1 the score. They get those two runs on four hits with no errors and one man left on base. 2-1 the score heading into the bottom of the third where the Threshers will look to get some runs back. I blame you for that thing. Bottom of the third inning, Threshers trailing for the first time today as Fort Myers put up two runs in the top half of the third inning. Jordan Viers will try to reverse the strip, certainly capable of doing it with one swing, but he doesn't swing at the first pitch, an upstairs fastball at the chin for a 1-0 count. Olivares loads the ball into his purple glove, winds, kicks, and deals. 1-0 to Viers, hit back up the middle. That's going to leak out into right center field for a base hit. Viers takes a short turnaround first, but will quickly head back to the bag, and he leads off the ball game, or the third inning, with a base hit. Third hit of the day for Clearwater. And now Marion Boyd, who got their first hit of the day back in the opening frame, is stepping up to the plate. A home run and 34 RBIs on the season for Amari, and his usual opening line of a single, stolen base, and a run scored in the opening inning. That is what he does better than probably anyone in this league. He gets on base exceptionally well, certainly steals better than anyone still in Florida right now. First pitch now to Boyd. Fastball pulled back on the bunt, and it's a 1-0 count. Viers, no slouch in terms of stealing bags himself. And he has four steals on seven attempts this season. 1-0 the count to Mari, with the Muscles infield shifted for double play depth. Breaking ball, missing upstairs, 2-0 the count. Two on the score, Fort Myers out in front. They have five hits to the Threshers' three. Viers, having the third, has a short lead off of first base. Now the 2-0. This one hit high in the air, deep out to center field. Houghton going back, he drifts under it and camps in front of the warning track, making the catch for the first out in the third inning. Boyd got a little bit underneath that baseball. And for a second it looked good because Houghton was playing a little bit in center field. But not enough on that for Boyd to get extra bases out of that knock. And had that ball gotten past Houghton, we might have seen a run-scoring triple. But instead, there's one out, and now William Bergoglio coming up to the plate in the two spot of Clearwater's order. He grounded out to third, and advanced Boyd to third in the first inning. Viers has a short lead off of first. He'll stay put. Olivares deals. Fastball misses up and away, and it's a 1-0 count. So Bergoglio's 0-for-1 today. No homers, but 17 ribbies on the season with a .262 average and an on-base percentage right around .380. 1-0 now to Bergoglio. 1-0 and a man on first. Go ahead run at the plate is Bergoglio, and the pitch goes to first on a pickup attempt. The helmet falls off of Viers, and he is safe in first base. Michael Jones, the position coach, is over at first, coaching the first base bag, with Marty Malloy, the skipper, coaching third. 1-0 to Bergoglio. Olivares deals. Viers steals. Bergoglio popped this one up in a shallow right, so Viers is going to have to turn back. Camping underneath it and rushing forward is Duran. He makes the catch, and that is the second out of the inning. Viers back well in time. And there's two away here in the third inning after the flyout to right field. So Aiden Miller now coming up to the plate, still looking for that first RBI as a Thresher, but he has been excellent in his first week, really, with the Clearwater Threshers. Five games he's played, he's reached in all five with five hits, including two of them in game one of the doubleheader yesterday. First pitch to Miller now is a fastball on the outside corner, count 0-1. So Miller, 5-for-17 on his Threshers career now. After driving in two runs and going 12-for-29 in 10 games in the complex league. Now the 0-1. Popped up high and foul. That'll go behind home plate and reach the seats. Runs quickly abandoned by Nate Baez and Olivares, who both made slight motions towards that foul ball, but they stay put. 0-2 count to Miller. Viers on first. He represents the tying run. 0-2 count now to Miller. Threshers trail 2-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. Olivares sets up and deals. Breaking ball, missing low, 1-2 the count. Bullpen's clear for both sides out and left. We've seen really good pitching performances from both sides thus far. Olivares' last pitch made him over 50. 51 pitches, 30 for strikes in 2 2/3. Now it's a 1-2 to Miller. The pitch from Olivares, again low, as the cut fastball hits the dirt. 2-2, and a new baseball will be given to Olivares. So two balls and two strikes is the count to Miller. Two outs, a man on first, and a 2-1 lead for the Mighty Muscles. Olivares sets up with six on the pitch clock. Byers goes for second. Miller pops this one up foul. So for the second time, Byers' attempted steal is nullified by a ball put in the air. This time it's a foul ball, so the count will stay 2-2 to Miller, and he'll stay alive in this fight of an at-bat. We'll see if Byers goes again, as he's got a pretty big lead over on first base, being held on by Nate Byers. Olivares deals. Byers goes to second. The fastball misses low and away, sliding feet first, and Byers is in there safely. Fifth stolen base of the season for Jordan Byers, and now the Threshers have a runner in scoring position, and it's a full count to Aiden Miller. Five steals and eight attempts for Byers. And the Threshers now have the tying run on second base. A single could tie up this game for Miller and give him his first RBI as a Thresher. Now it's a full count. Byers will stay put. Fastball popped up in a shallow right field. Looks like it's going to drift to the infield dirt. Willman towards first base. He makes the catch on the run, and his third inning is ended on a pop out to second base. The Threshers get a hit and a steal, but Byers stranded on second as the score remains 2-1 for Byers. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left. Threshers trail 2-1 as we head to the fourth. Rafael Cruz coming up to the plate, and the number five hitter for Fort Myers starts off inning number four. First pitch, a fastball that misses outside, catches the outside corner for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Now the fastball goes inside, and it's still a called strike. 0-2 the count to Cruz, who swung on the first pitch he saw in the second and grounded out to the second base back. Rafael Cruz's brother, O'Neill Cruz, a major leaguer for the Pittsburgh Pirates, currently on the injured list. And there was talk that he would be rehabbing for the Pirates if Bradenton got to the playoffs. Now a slow grounder back up the middle, fielded by Jimenez, cost to first, one gone in the fourth inning. So, one gone here in the fourth inning. And Alex Sayer now coming up to the plate for the Mighty Muscles. First pitch to Sayer, breaking ball over the inside edge, and it's an 0-1 count. All strikes in this inning for Jimenez, and that really has been the long and short of it in this day's game. First ball of the inning as the slider misses low and in. 1-1 is the count. That was pitch number 50 for Jimenez. He has thrown 36 strikes on those 50 pitches. Pitch number 51 is a slider that misses low. Now the count's 2-1. So 2 on the count, also 2 on the score in favor of the Mighty Muscles in the top of the fourth. Hard line drive by Sayer into left field. Boyd is right there, so it'll just be a single for the sixth hit of the game by Fort Myers. First base runner of the fourth inning is Sayer with a one-out single. That's when the party started in the last inning for Fort Myers. They had a one-out double by Maddox Houghton. And then next three batters reached base with it as well, including RBI knocks from McConnell Olivar and Rubel Cespedes before a double play ended that third inning. Alex Sayer, 12 stolen bases in 16 attempts, 11 for 14 as a Mighty Muscle. The other steal and caught stealing came in 4 games in a rehab stint with the Complex League Twins. 0 on the count to Gregory Duran, who struck out looking back in the third inning. Sayer, short lead off of first base, being held on by Castillo. That's where Jimenez goes. Castillo makes the catch, and Sayer back in with that attempt. Oh, on the count to Duran. And now the pitch from Jimenez. Breaking ball, just missing low and away, and the count evens at 1-1. Another changeup from Jimenez. We've seen that used a whole lot more than we have from him in the past. So a 1-1 count to Duran now as Jimenez deals. Swing and a miss. Duran chasing after the upstairs change, and it's 1-2. One out already in the top of the fourth inning. A man on first and a 2-1 lead for the Mighty Muscles. Jimenez sets himself up at the belt. And now the 1-2 pitch just got a piece of it. Duran shaves the rawhide back to the fence, and the count will stay at 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Short lead off first from Sayer. This one bounced foul. I think that hit off the glove of Leach, but definitely Duran got a piece of it before it rolled towards the first base bag. So the 1-2 stays the count to Duran. 2 pitches fouled away with 2 strikes. And the count will remain at 1-2. 1 gone in the inning. Bullpens are clear out in left field, and the pressure shown by 1. Sayers off for second. Duran popped this one up in a foul territory. Arnold sprinting towards the Threshers dugout, but that ball is going to reach the seats, bouncing off the Threshers dugout and ending up in the hands of a fan. Three straight pitches fouled away by Greg Duran. Count stays 1-2. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 1 gone in the fourth. Sayer, a short lead off the bag. We'll see if he goes again. He doesn't. Fastball misses up and away. 2-2. .94 on the heater from Jimenez. He is about average there, showing the increase in velocity we've seen from him. 2-2, breaking ball, low and in, and now the count runs full. Payoff pitch, so Sayer will head to second base on the throw. 8 on the pitch clock as Jimenez is set from the first base side of the rubber. He wheels in the pickoff move, and Sayer is back in safely, sliding in head first beneath Castillo's tag. Still a full count. And Jimenez certainly expects Sayer to head for second on the payoff pitch. It'll be the 9th pitch of this at-bat. And now the payoff comes. Sayer goes. Duran swings and misses, but Alex Sayer is in with his 12th stolen base of the Mighty Muscles season. Duran slamming his back on the dirt as he left, as Jimenez absolutely baffled him with that breaking ball. 5th K of the day for Esteban Benson, and he is now above 60 pitches after that 9-pitch K. So 2 outs and a man on second for the Mighty Muscles. Cameron Willman at the plate for Fort Myers. He swings and misses well out in front of a low-working slider, and it's 0-1. Willman struck out to lead off the third inning, first out before the 2-run rally that occurred with 1 out in the third inning. So now an 0-1 to Willman. with two outs, and Sayer leading off of second. 0-1 pitch, slider just missing outside, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. Jimenez has five strikeouts, already topped the number he had against Fort Myers over the course of this season, as the slider again misses outside to Willman, 2-1. He had two prior starts in Fort Myers, both at Hammond Stadium. And in those 9 innings of work, he struck out 4 batters. In the first 3 2/3, he has already struck out 5. 2-1, fastball right down the pipe, and it's 2-2. Pitch. Fouled away by Willing, and the fourth inning continues. 2-1 the lead for Fort Myers, and they've got a man on second base right now in Alex Sayer. That's the kind of speed that a single might give another run to the Mighty Muscles. 2-2 pitch, fastball misses up in it. So Aaron Nola just recorded his 1,555th strikeout, making him fifth all-time in all-time in Phillies strikeouts, passing Kurt Schilling. Next up, Cole Hamels with 1,834 as Willman is walked to extend the inning. So 2-1 and 2 outs now for Maddox Helton. We want to congratulate Aaron Nola, Phillies' first-round pick in 2014. And he played for the Clearwater Threshers in 2014. So Aaron Nola, now fifth all-time in strikeouts for the Phillies. Cole Hamels, Chris Short, Robin Roberts, and Steve Carlton ahead of him. First pitch, fastball missing upstairs to Maddox Houghton, and it's a 1-0 count. Houghton doubled and scored the tying run back in the third inning. He now has 2 on and 2 outs, but Ryan Leach will come and have a chat with Esteban and Jimenez, with Amber Goya coming in to translate. So while we're talking about some MLB scores, let's take a look at it. Aaron Nola leading the way in the bottom of the first inning for Philly. 2 outs and Carlos Santana up at the plate. Phillies lead the Brewers 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. That's one of 9 games going on right now, all of them within the first couple innings, except for the Rays Guardians, who are tied at 4 in the fifth, and Cubs and Reds, who are still scoreless in the top of the fourth inning. Bottom of the first in Kansas City, Royals trailing the Red Sox 3-0. With Sal Perez up at the plate with 1 on and 2 outs. 1-0 now to Houghton, and the pitch, cut on and miss, changeup on the outside corner, 1-1. Mets trail the Mariners 1-0 in the top of the second. David Peterson currently on the mound for the Mets, up against Seattle's first baseman, Ty France. Tigers leading the White Sox 4-0 in the bottom of the first as Houghton pops one up into foul territory next to first base. Castillo is there. He reaches up to make the grab for the final out of the fourth inning. So 2 runs get on the base for Fort Myers, but none of them come across the score. No runs, a hit, no errors. 2 men left for Fort Myers. We'll have the bottom of the fourth inning as well as a continuation of the MLB scoreboard next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
I am on the field with my contested pennant. And what we are going to do is we're going to put a large pizza up on the video. We are going to remove slice by slice. And you have to try and guess the photo. Underneath that pizza before all games is eaten away. You ready? Here we go. Let's show him his pizza for the evening. All right, I mean, you get as many guesses as you want. So if you think you know what it is, go ahead and let me know. Is it the playoffs logo? It is. I heard you got a lot of fan out there on that one. So it is the Threshers playoffs one. Why are we putting that out there? Because our Clearwater Threshers are going to the playoffs. Game number one here at the ballpark is on Thursday, September 14th at 6:30. So make sure y'all come back and help our boys win.
directors, third baseman, Zach Arnold.
Part of the Threshers order leading off the bottom of the fourth inning. They trail by one here at Baycare Ballpark on a Saturday night. Jose Olivares pitching to Zach Arnold, who takes the first pitch on the inside corner for a called strike. 56 pitches so far for Olivares, and he has helped the Mighty Muscles take an early 2-1 lead. Now the 0-1 cut on a miss by Arnold as the breaking ball gets him to go and make it an 0-2 count. Heredia and Rosario to follow here in the fourth inning. So 0-2 to Zach Arnold, a homer and six ribbies on the season, as he takes on the other way, Fowler, to make it a 1-2 count. Or 0-2 count swing. Let's go through the rest of the MLB scoreboard. Well, the Yankees and Astros, who were tied up in Houston without a run scored yet, but Everson Pereira up with two on and one out. Slider missing outside. It's a 1-2 count to Arnold now, who drove in the game's only run for Clearwater back in the first inning. Pirates and Cardinals tied up without a run scored. Middle of the second inning in St. Louis as Arnold swings and misses an outside fastball. Strike number three. That is the fourth strikeout for Olivares. That'll bring up Raylan Heredia, who popped out to second his last time up. Twins trail 2-0 against the Rangers in the top of the second inning. And as I mentioned earlier, Phillies and Brewers still at 1-0 Phils in the bottom of the first inning. Two finals, actually. A's beat the Angels 2-1. And the Marlins beat the Nationals 11-5 in our nation's capital in the battle really for the bottom of the NL. 1-0 count to Heredia as he checks swings and knocks a ball foul. Tough break for Raylan, but it's a 1-1 count to the Threshers right fielder. Four games yet to play in the major leagues. Diamondbacks host the Orioles at 8:10 p.m. in Arizona. Rockies host the Blue Jays in Colorado as Heredia swings and misses at a breaking ball, counts 1-2. And the Giants host the Padres, or the Giants are traveling to the Padres in San Diego, a battle of the old and the new in left-handed pitchers. 1-2 to Heredia, cut on and missed, and there's two away. Blake Snell going for San Diego against Kyle Harrison, the best left-handed pitching prospect in baseball. Harrison is 1-0-186 ERA in the first year of his major league career. Braves and Dodgers, the last game to start. Battle of the two teams with the best record in the National League. Bryce Elder going for the Atlanta Braves, who are in Los Angeles looking for their 90th win of the season. Two-way for Ricardo Rosario, who takes a slider inside for a ball. 1-0 to count. He struck out looking back in the first, or sorry, in the second. 1-0. This one hit in the air, deep out to right center field. The right fielder, Duran, going back, backpedaling towards the track, and he makes the catch for the final out of the fourth inning. So Rosario gets a well-hit ball, but the right fielder gets it, and the Threshers down in order for the second time. We head into the fifth, 2-1 the score, Fort Myers leads.
Thank you.
Top of the order for Fort Myers here in the fifth inning. Harry, 1-for-2 with a run scored. Also struck out in the first, and he starts off the fifth with a called strike one. 0 on the count, 2 on the lead for Fort Myers as Jimenez evens up the count with a slider that misses low and away. Fouled away by Harry, and it's 1-1. Or 1-2, excuse me. Harry, the shortstop, hitting 351 with a homer and 9 RBIs on the season. Him and Walker Jenkins went back-to-back in yesterday's game, in game one of that doubleheader. 1-2, fastball upstairs. It's now 2-2. It'll be Harry, Olivar, and Cespedes. Jenkins gets a day off today, so that might mean he'll be back in the lineup tomorrow. As it's 2-2 now to Harry. Jimenez deals. Weakly hit on the ground towards first. Castillo charges, holds off Jimenez. He's taken to the bag himself, and one gone as he touches first before Harry can get close. Unassisted grounder to first, pulling the first out in the fifth inning, and now Ricardo Olivar will come up to the plate, for the Mighty Muscles. Seems like I'm losing track of my own baseball jargon here. So, one gone in the fifth. Threshers trail by one. 2-1 the score. 2 runs in the third for Fort Myers. The Threshers got a run and an RBI from Zach Arnold back in the first. Olivar holds up the swing, but the pitch misses low, and the changeup makes a 1-0 count to Ricardo. He drove in the second run of the game, the first run of the game for Fort Myers on a double back in the third inning. Ground rule double, to be exact, and now he makes it a 1-1 count on another changeup from Jimenez. New baseball to Estevenson. And now the count's 1-1. Jimenez deals. Fastball roped foul down the left field line. That's going to bounce off from that inning and out into left field. 1-2 the count to Olivar. A single and a double, including the game-tying RBI in his first two attempts. And now the 1-2 is ready. Jimenez winds, kicks, and deals the 1-2. Fastball hit on the ground at third. Right to Arnold. Gobbles it up. Shuffles towards first. High throw. Castillo stays on the bag. And that will be the second at of the inning. So, Olivar retired for the first time. Two away for the Threshers. As the Mighty Muscles send their third batter leading up to the plate. Yubel Cespedes, RBI single that tied the game in the third. First pitch, just missing low. A slider makes the 1-0 count. Cespedes 1-for-2 with that RBI. And now the fastball knocks to the outside corner. 95 on the gun, and it's 1-1. And the 1-1 count turns to 2-0 as Rubel Cespedes challenges the call from Justin Hopkins and gets the call overturned. 3-0 the count now as a fastball misses from Jimenez. Rio the pitch, fastball right down Main Street. Cespedes was walking towards first, but that one was about as center cut as you can get. 3-1. Fastball outside, ball four. And that is just the second walk allowed by Estevenson. Second walk of the game allowed by Jimenez, who has just been, has had great control so far. And that will bring up Nate Baez. Two away and a man on first for the Mighty Muscles here in the fifth inning. First pitch, breaking ball right down Main Street to Baez, and it's a 0-1 count. He grounded into a double play in the third inning and struck out in the first, so he is 0-for-2. Fastball right to the outside corner. 0-2. Just a dart from Jimenez to get the ball. O-2. Hit the other way, but it's foul down the right field side. That's going to reach the seats for Myers. And now it'll be a souvenir. 0-2 the count now. 2 on the lead for Ford Myers. As Cespedes tracks back to first base. O-2. Wave and a whip, strike 3. Tag for safety applied by Leach, and the fifth inning ends on the 6th punch out by Estevenson Jimenez. A late walk puts the only base runner aboard in the 5th, but that man is stranded and we're at the halfway point with a 2-1 lead. Mighty Muscles out in front, pressures coming in at the bottom of the 5th. Looking to get a run.
Since we are in the middle of our barbell nights from way back a few months ago, my contestant here is Nico. Nico, I'm going to ask you 3 questions, and you have to get 2 out of 3 correct to be a winner. And you are going to get a Greshers backpack stuffed with all kinds of goodies. You ready, Nico?
Yes.
All right, there you go. First question is, who said Avengers Assemble?
Captain America.
That is correct. Question number 1, right. Next up, who said
Inevitable.
Thanos. Question number 2, correct. You are technically a winner, but I want to see how smart you are. Who said Wakanda Forever?
Black
Panther. 3 for 3, Nico. Once again, a winner tonight. You get this huge backpack filled to the brim with all kinds of great Russian prizes. Thanks for playing tonight, Nico.
Ryan Leach leading off the 5th for the Threshers. They trail by 1, and Olivares starts off Leach with a fastball that he swings at and misses for strike number 1. Leach, Castillo, and Viers leading off the 5th for Clearwater, who trail 2-1 against the Mighty Muscles. The 0-1, breaking ball, low and away, and it's 1-1. Leach 5 for his last 16. Over his 4-game hit streak, including a solo home run on Thursday night against Fort Myers. The 1-1, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. 2-1 the lead for Fort Myers. And now the 1-2 coming to Leach. Olivares deals. Breaking ball way outside, bouncing into the glove of Olivar, and it's 2-2. Olivar has played in the outfield in the other 2 games he's been in the lineup for the Mighty Muscles behind the plate for the first time this series. Now 2-2 to Leach. Swing and a miss, and that is strike number 3. 6th strikeout of the day for Jose Olivares, who has gone for 4 1/3 with 70 pitches now and 43 for strikes. That'll bring up Chad Castillo, who went 1 for 7 in a combined 2 games in the doubleheader. 0 for 1 today with a flyout to left. Castillo, 11 homers, 34 ribbies on the season, with a 2.430 average. He lines this one up the middle for a base hit. Chad Castillo puts the Threshers another one up in the 8th column. 4th hit of the day for Clearwater, and now the time run is on 1st. Jordan Byers with a hit already today, looking to drive Castillo in. Certainly a guy who has dangerous potential for extra base hits. 29 RBIs on the season for Byers, who was a 3rd-round pick of the Phillies back in 2021. 6 home runs and 16 doubles. He has 57 hits this season with one triple. He has 23 of them that have gone for extra bases. Now, one out of Byers now as he takes the fastball upstairs. Byers hitting 213 with a slugging percentage of 348 with those 6 runs. 1-0 the count. Castillo taking a short lead off of first as Byers looks at an upstairs fastball, 2-0. Now a hitter's count for Jordan as he takes a quick timeout to get in the left-handed batter's box. The righty Olivares, the lefty Byers. Tying run on first, Castillo taking a short lead. He'll stay put, 2-0 to Byers. Breaking ball floated in for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Single and a stolen base in the third inning. Leadoff man was Byers when he got on, but the next three were recorded out as the Threshers left the third without another run. Byers holds up the swing, but it's a called strike anyway. Fastball on the outside corner, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Castillo again taking a short lead off of first. It's a 2-2 with an out to Byers here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Olivares, 6 on the pitch clock, now he deals. Castillo goes, fastball misses low. Sliding in feet first is Castillo, and he's out. And it looked to me like his foot was on the base, and I think Marty Malloy agrees. He's coming right up to Connor Crowell. A slow jog, as it looked clearly like the tag was applied while his foot was on. But I think Fort Myers is going to try to argue that he didn't get there in time. It's definitely a 3-2 count to Myers, and it looks like it's going to be a 2-6 on the clock stealing, as Chad Castillo is now heading back to the Threshers dugout. Third time he's been caught stealing in this season with 3 stolen bases. So Marty Malloy's going to head back to third. There are now 2 outs here in the fifth with a full count to Byers. Olivares, the 3-2. Byers pops this one up high and foul, and that's going to reach the seats. Somewhere. No telling where that lands out of there. Still a 3-2 to Byers, but now the base is clear. 2 away in the fifth, the Threshers trail 2-1. Olivares, the line, the kick, and the payoff pitch. Inside, ball 4, and the runner replaced on first with a 2-out walk. So, 2 gone in the fifth, and Amarion Boyd now coming up to the plate. Byers already has a stolen base today. He's 5-for-8 on the season. He shortens his lead up at first base, but certainly is wide enough to maybe go in this Boyd at bat. Breaking ball, just catching the upper part of the zone. Boyd rarely challenges a call, and he won't hear. 0-1 the count, 2 gone in the inning. Boyd 1-for-2 on today with the only run of the game in his pocket. 2-1 the lead for Fort Myers here in the bottom of the fifth with 2 outs. Short leadoff first for Byers. The 0-1 to Boyd hit the other way into right field, and that's a base hit. Byers will hold up at second base as it's fielded cleanly by Gregory Durant. So Boyd has his second hit of the day, and the Threshers now have 2 runners on with 2 outs in the inning. Got to bring up William Bergoglio. He's 0-for-2 on the day, but maybe one of the better contact hitters in the lineup. And this might be it for Olivares. If that's Brian Meyer, the manager, or Jared Gaynor, the pitching coach, that's coming out to the mound. But Olivares has thrown 81 pitches with 49 for strikes. But with only the catcher joining for the mound meeting, it appears that it is just the pitching coach in there to calm down the Mighty Muscle starter. Fort Myers does have a righty going in their bullpen. With the purple jerseys, it's hard to see who. But Oli Tavares will stay on the mound. Two hits allowed in this inning, but the Mighty Muscles lead 2-1. He needs another out to get himself in line for the victory. Fort Myers leading 2-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. William Bergoglio is up at the plate. Byers on second, Boyd on first. Both Byers and Boyd have reached base twice. Byers 1-for-1 with a walk. Boyd, two hits with a stolen base and a run scored. Two away for William Bergoglio, who has 17 ribbies on the season. First pitch, hitting the air out to center field. Drifting in the left center is Houghton. Easing back on it, he makes the catch, and that's the final out of the fifth inning. So the Threshers get their chances in the fifth. No runs, two hits, no errors, two men left, and we're through five innings. The Threshers trail 2-1. Pitcher for the Threshers after five solid innings from Estevenson Jimenez. He still leaves in line for the loss, but Nathan Carafa will try to come in and hold on the lead at 2-1. Rafael Cruz leads off the top of the sixth inning as he sent the first pitch past the second baseman into right field for a leadoff single. Seventh hit of the day for the Mighty Muscles. Cruz is first as he had grounded out in his two prior at-bats. Now the leadoff man on first for Fort Myers. Carafa making his 10th appearance for the Threshers this season. Pitched the final two innings of his 2 2/3 on Friday the 25th against Lakeland without a run. He allowed one inherited runner to score in those 2 2/3 and has tossed 2+ in each of his last three outings. 15 innings pitched on the season, 14 hits and a 5.02 ERA, 12 walks, 8 strikeouts in his previous 9 relief appearances. 0-1 now to Alex Sayre. As Carafa, an Ohio State Buckeye, picked in the 20th round of last year's draft. Breaking ball, low and in, and it's a 1-1 count to Sayre. He singled and stole a base in the fourth, flied out to right in the second inning. 1-1 count now to Sayre with Rafael Cruz over on first base. He's got a big lead. Now he'll take off for second. Swing and a miss for a strike. High throw off the glove of Bergoglio into center field, but Cruz will stay on the second base bag. Just Cruz's second steal of the season. He's 2-for-3. And in his career, he is now 10-for-17. But he's being pointed back to first base by the home plate umpire, Justin Hopkins. And that must mean that Sayre made contact with the baseball before it went into the glove of Leach. So now Hopkins is explaining that to the first base or the third base coach and skipper for the Mighty Muscles. So it's still a 1-2 count to Sayre, but Cruz, instead of going to second on his second steal of the season, he'll head back to first. One ball and two strikes coming to Sayre. Carafa sets at the belt, and he deals. Fouled away, and it's still 1-2. 2-1 the lead for Fort Myers. They're out hitting the pressure 7-5 in a cleanly played game. That errant throw on a stolen base that didn't even count is the closest thing that either team has had to an error thus far. So 1-2 now coming to Sayre. And the pitch. High pop-up, playable on the first base side. Castillo running towards the dugout, running out of room, and that ball lands in the Mighty Muscles dugout to keep the count at 1-2. So one ball and two strikes to Alex Sayre. No outs in the sixth, with Cruz taking a big lead off of first. 1-2. Hit back up the middle into center field for a base hit. Cruz will hold up at second base as Rosario is right there. And back-to-back singles start off Nathan Carafa's night here in the sixth. There was a right-hander warming up in Fort Myers' bullpen. His warm-up has slowed to a crawl. Still just casually tossing a ball around on the pitcher's mound. So there's a chance we've seen the last of Jose Olivares as well. Now Gregory Duran comes up to the plate. Back-to-back strikeout, so he's certainly happy not to see Jimenez on the mound. Carafa has allowed two hits to the first two batters he has faced here in the sixth. First pitch to Duran, fastball on the outside corner, counts 7-1. Cruz on second, Sayre on first. So good speed all around for the Mighty Muscles. Both runners think about it, but hold back as the fastball misses outside. 1-1 the count to Duran. The Threshers infield set for the twin killing. Burgoya playing pretty much straight up at second base, but shaded slightly towards the second base bag. Miller is up right up the middle, holding Cruz on second. 1-1, hit on the ground, right to Burgoya at second base. Flip back to Miller for one. On to first, double play. A bang-bang twin killing for the Threshers, and two big outs in the sixth to take two runners off the base pass. 4-6-3, but Rafael Cruz advances to third. Two outs in the inning now, and Maddox Houghton coming up to the plate Cameron Willman coming up to the plate, with a walk and a strikeout. Man on third with two outs. Rushers trail by one. Carafa hoping to keep it that way as he sets up at the belt. 10 on the pitch clock before he deals to Willman. Fastball knocks the outside corner. It's 0-1. Willman drew a walk on 7 pitches in his last at-bat. Some good speed for Cameron Willman. And now the 0-1. High fly ball and foul, 0-2. So the Threshers hoping for a playable fly ball, or maybe just another strike from Nate Carafa here. He has been quite consistent over the strike zone with 13 pitches and 11 for strikes. He's got an 0-2 count on Cameron Willman now, who's back after his timeout in the right-handed batter's box. No balls, two strikes to Willman. 2-1 the score, Fort Myers leads. Carafa deals. Sliced foul over the Mighty Muscles dugout and into the seats on the first base side. And I think that broke Willman's bat because he is heading towards the dugout and will get a new stick from the Fort Myers dugout. He'll get some pine tar on the new bat. Two away with no 2 count still on Willman. Rafael Cruz, brother of former top 5 prospect for the Pittsburgh Pirates and former Bradenton Marauder, O'Neill Cruz. He is on third base. Cameron Willman at the plate with an 0-2 count. Tosses the pine tar back to Ford Myers as a new set of balls goes to Justin Hopkins, and Willman will head back over to the right-handed batter's box. Just past the hour and a half mark in tonight's game, we're 2 outs deep in the top of the sixth inning. Threshers trail 2-1 here against Fort Myers. 0-2 count to Willman. Two outs and a man on third. Infield playing the righty Willman straight up. Now the 0-2 pitch. Fastball slug outside, and it's 1-2. 94 on the sinking heat from Nate Carafa. A 1-2 count to Willman. Carafa looks at Cruz, who has a big lead at third. Now the 1-2 pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Nate Carafa climbs the ladder with the fastball and gets the big strikeout to end the sixth inning. Two hits start off the sixth for Fort Myers, but a double play wipes two of those runners off the base. They end up without a run and leave one run stranded. The sixth inning ends with a 2-1 lead for the Mighty Muscles.
T-shirt launch. If you want a t-shirt, we gotta hear you make some noise. Woo! There you go. We're celebrating Christmas in July in this city. We're in the evening spirit tonight.
Pitcher for the Mighty Muscles, Ty Langenberg, replacing Jose Olivares, who is in line for the victory. He does not have an easy do-up to start with, as the 2023 11th rounder starts off Miller with a fastball that he fouls into the backstop. 0-1 the count to Miller, who's 0-2 on the deck. 21 years old is Langenberg, a native of Iowa, and went to his hometown Iowa University, teammates with Keaton Anthony of the Threshers, who made his Clear Warner debut in the Twins killing last night. 0-1, as the curveball misses outside to Aiden Miller. Langenberg, making his second appearance for Fort Myers, allowed one run on two hits in an inning and two-thirds last week for the Mighty Muscles. Miller grounds this deep towards the shortstop. Harry quickly fields, fires to first, and Miller is beaten by half a step at the first base bag. A great play by Jay Harry to get that throw in just in time to take down Miller, who was booking down that first base line. So one out for Ty Langenberg to bring up Zach Arnold. And following him is Raylan Heredia. For Olivares, he went five innings and allowed five hits, one run that was earned, one walk, and six strikeouts. If the score holds, he'll be in line for the victory. Fastball misses up and away to Zach Arnold, and it is a 1-0 count. Arnold drove in the Threshers' only run in the first inning with an RBI single, struck out in his last at-bat, and now faces a 1-1 count here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 2-1 the score, Fort Myers leads. They're hitting the Threshers 8-5. Now the 1-1. Fastball on the outside corner. No challenge from Arnold, so it'll stay 1-2. Arnold hitting .310 on the season now for the Threshers, a homer and six RBIs. Now 1-2 pitch. Weakly hit down the third base line. Charging and making the play is Cespedes. He sends it to first base, gets it in time, and beats home by a pair of steps. Two away in the sixth.
Right fielder, Raylan
Heredia. Raylan Heredia, 0 for 2 on today with a strikeout and a pop out when he is trying to play the game. And Heredia is looking for his first hit. His last hit came in the first inning of the second game of yesterday's doubleheader. In that instance, he stole a base and ended up scoring the Threshers' only run of game number two. So Heredia digging into the right-handed batter's box. Four bibbies on the season, but he's hitting 186 with the Threshers. Breaking ball, catching the outside edge, and it's only two. Heredia hit over 300 in 35 games in the Complex League, 325 to be exact, with four homers and 25 RBIs. Only two now to Heredia. He rockets this the other way, and the count will stay on two. And the foul ball goes up into the sweeps. 0-2 to Heredia. Nine doubles, four triples, four homers in the Complex League. 0-2 to pitch. Breaking ball, missing upstairs. Now it's 1-2. The concourses are full here in Threshersville. One large crowd here at BayCare Ballpark for fan appreciation. 1-2 the count now to Heredia. Langenberg winds and deals. Swing and a miss. The slider gets away from the catcher, running up the first base side. Olivar picks it up and throws to first, and the K2-3 ends the sixth inning. Threshers go down in order in the sixth, and we head to the seventh. 2-1, still the lead. The Mighty Muscles down in front, heading into the seventh inning.9-1-2 leading off the seventh inning for Fort Myers, with Nathan Carafa remaining on the mound for his second inning of work. Fourth straight start or relief outing in which he'll work into two innings out of the pack. First pitch to Maddox Mountain in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. And the pitch is challenged by Houghton. Gets the call overturned. Turn the 0-1 into 1-0. Houghton is 1-for-2 today. Doubled and scored the first run of the game, but popped up to Castillo in a foul territory back in the fourth. Fastball missing inside. Counts now 2-0 after the overturned ball one. 2-1 the score. The Mighty Muscles are in the lead. They have led since scoring two runs in the third inning. Threshers have scored their last two runs in the first. 2-0. Weakly hit foul, now 2-1. The Threshers have scored four of their runs this series in the first inning. Two on Thursday and one in the first in each of the two games of yesterday's doubleheader. Now the 2-1 to Houghton. Swing and a miss, and the slider gets by him to fill up the count at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes as Houghton steps out of the right-hander's batter's box. Steps back in. Back to a 2-2 count. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Rushers trail by one. Carafa sets at the belt and deals. 2-2 inside on the cut fastball. And now it's 3-2. Full count to Houghton. Carafa is set. Four on the pitch clock. Payoff pitch. Popped up. Hit high in the air out to center field. Rosario waves off Boy, drifting underneath it, and makes the catch for the first out of the seventh inning. So Houghton now 1-for-3. So is our next batter, Jay Harry. Singled in the third. A strikeout and a ground out. Sandwiching that base knock in the third inning. He scored the go-ahead run on the Rubel Cespedes RBI single. He's 1-for-3. Struck out in the first inning now. And Carafa deals to start him off with a breaking ball that bounces out of the zone. 1-0 is the count. 2-1 the lead, 4-4 line. But Carafa has had a great command of the strike zone so far. 23rd pitch, hit in the air out to left center field. That's going to split Boyd and Rosario, get into deep left center. Boyd wheels around, throws to second base, pulls Bergoglio off the bag. And in at second with a one-out double is Jay Harry. Balling just to the right spot in left center field, and Harry has an extra base now. Three doubles on the nine hits today for the Mighty Muscles. And now they've got an insurance run in scoring position for Ricardo Olivar. He hit the second of those three doubles back in the third inning. A ground rule two bagger that bounced into the right field stands and drove in Maddox Houghton from second base, or from third base, excuse me. First pitch now to Olivar. Broken ball missing up and in, and it's a 1-0 count. Second on the team with 54 RBIs, 10 home runs, and an average of 287. 1-0 now to Olivar with a man on second and 1-0. That's where Carafa's looking. Now he shifts his focus to home plate and deals. Fastball zips to the outside corner, and it's 1-1. 2-for-3 on the day is Olivar. He had the Muscles' first hit of the game in the first and drove in their first run in the third. Grounded out the third in his last at-bat, though. One out and a 1-1 count to Olivar. 2-1 the score, top of the seventh inning. Muscles lead. 1-1. Hard line drive into the glove of Miller. He throws to third base. Arnold makes the tag, and a heads-up play by Aiden Miller gets the force out for out number two. Off on contact was Harry, and he goes down 6-5 as Miller shows great awareness, backhanding the ball and kind of angling his body like he's going to throw to first. But it seems like he was thinking, I'm going to get this force out the entire way. So it's a fielder's choice for Ricardo Olivar, 6-5. He is on first. Not only is he a much slower runner than Jay Harry, he's on first instead of third base with two outs. That'll bring up Rubel Cespedes, who has 71 RBIs on the season, tied for the league lead with Jared Cerna. So Cespedes, technically the league leader in ribbies, as Cerna is up in Hudson Valley with the Renegades, High A affiliate, and first half champions, South Atlantic League North and New York Yankees. 1-0 the count to Cespedes, fastball outside. The call will remain a strike as Cespedes challenges Justin Hopkins' call. It's a 1-1 count to Cespedes. It takes some time out of the batter's box. Olivar on first base for the third time. A single and a double are his two hits, and he reached on that fielder's choice to make it 2-4. He shifts his lead off of first. Now the 1-1. Curveball. Beautiful pitch by Carafa. Gets to the outside edge, and it's 1-2. Don't see his curve all that much. A lot of cutters, a lot of fastballs from Carafa, but that curveball placed very well that he can use as a tertiary pitch. Big lead from Olivar, but he gets back just in time on the pickoff attempt by Nate Carafa. So he might think twice before lengthening that lead, because that was pretty darn close over at first base. 1-2 the count to Cespedes, two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. Carrapa looking to shut the door. Olivar trips in his lead, and he'll stay at first, and he'd have to go back anyway as Cespedes sends one to the left field concourse. And it looks like it's hard to move out on the left field side right now. As always, the Frenchie's Tiki Bar in left is packed. And the stands look pretty full in left field as well. One ball and two strikes to Rubel Cespedes. Carafa deals, Olivar goes, and this one is drilled down the right field line. Will it stay fair? It will not. So Olivar, who is halfway to third base on contact, will head back to first, and the count stays 1-2 to Rubel Cespedes. That would have been dangerous had that ball went fair, but it looked pretty well fouled as Cespedes was out in front of that curveball. One, two, high chopper back up the middle. Carafa goes back on it, makes the grab with two hands, but the throw goes wide of Castillo for the first error of the ballgame. Olivar will head to third base on the error, and Castillo running back in after picking up the ball behind the bag. So the E1 extends the inning and moves Olivar over to third base.
First base, Nate Baez.
And with two outs, Nate Baez will now come up to the plate. So, staying on first base is Cespedes, who is now 1-for-4 on today after reaching on the first error from either side. Nate Baez is 0-for-3, two strikeouts sandwiching a 5-4-3 double play that ended the third. First pitch, cut on and missed on the slider, or the cutter, excuse me, and it's 0-1. No, I was right the first time. 0-1 the count to Baez, two outs and two runners on. Runners on the corners with Cespedes on first, Olivar on third. Another swing and a miss from Baez. This time it's the cutter, and it's 0-2. Quick timeout by Baez as Carafa got two quick pitches on him, and he swung at both of them for strikes. O2 hitting the air out to deep left field. Boyd sprinting back on the warning track, looking up, leaping, and that ball is out of here. An 0-2 pitch. Nate Baez makes it 5-1 on a 3-1 shot. Tenth hit of the day for the Mighty Muscles. And a back-breaking late home run puts Fort Myers up by 4. All those runs, though, will be unearned after the two-out error. Five to one the lead now in the top of the seventh, and it's 0-1 now to Rafael Cruz, who swung and missed on a curveball. Oh, one. Did he go? He did not, says Connor Crowell, and the count is now 1-1. 5-1 the lead. And now a 1-1 count to Cruz. Two away here in the seventh. Carafa deals. Breaking ball. Curves in for the called strike two on the curveball. 1-2 the count. Cruz, 1-for-3 all today. Single to lead off the sixth and grounded out thrust. Carafa deals. Did he go? He did. Heading to first base is Cruz on the drop third strike. Picked up by Leach. Castillo makes a squeeze, and that ends the inning. But a two-out, two-strike home run for the Mighty Muscles sends us into the stretch on a sound run. Three unearned runs on two hits, one error, and nobody left on base. 5-1 Mighty Muscles heading into the bottom of the seventh. Oh,
Western Players in Santa Clara to wish a happy birthday to 7-year-old Colin Gurlock, 11-year-old Dylan Mazer, 12-year-old Damon Salmon, and our own precious employee, Nick Howard, Dirk Howard. Happy birthday from the person.
Ricardo Rosario leading off the seventh inning for the Threshers. Langenberg still on the mound as Rosario takes the first pitch, a fastball inside for the called strike. 5-1 the lead for Fort Myers after a two-out, 3-1 shot by Nate Byers. Rosario bounces one toward short. Charging is Harry. He barehands it, throws to first. Rosario is out by a step to lead off the seventh inning on a grounder to short. His nine-game hit streak is in jeopardy. And there's one out here in the seventh inning. Ryan Leach has struck out twice today. He's only hit this series with a solo shot in the ninth inning of Thursday's loss. One gone in the seventh. Langenberg winds and deals. Leach takes one the other way, and it's foul down the right field side. One breaking ball, just catching the knees of Leach, 0-2. 5-1 the lead for Fort Myers. As the Threshers have a righty warming up in their left field bullpen. And now the 0-2. In the air, out to deep right field. Running into the corner is Duran. That will drop, but in foul territory. And reach the seat. Still no 2 count to lead to around first. 7 homers, 23 RBIs on the season for Leach. He has really gotten on a resurgence in terms of power in the month of August. Came in August hitting around 215 and is now up to 250 despite the 0 for 2 day today. 7 homers, 23 ribbies for Leach. An undrafted catcher, Adam Marshall, who's been steadily rising up the Phillies' ranks in his second season as a pro. Now here's the 0-2. Put the other way into right, underneath the glove of the second baseman, and into right field for a base hit. Willman was right there, but he couldn't find the baseball as Leach hit that the other way and hit it very well for the first hit of the seventh inning. Threshers have their first base runner since a hit by Boyd in the fifth, and there's one gone for Chad Castillo, singled in his last attempt. Short leadoff first for Leach is the only Thresher without a stolen base attempt on the season, with the exception of some of the newest additions. A 1-0 count to Castillo, who takes the curveball outside from Langenberg. He's 1-for-2 on the day, singled but was caught stealing in the fifth. Short leadoff first from Leach, the 1-0 to Castillo, grounded foul. That one hits the netting behind home plate, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike to Chad Castillo. Leach takes a short leadoff of first. Langenberg sets, deals. Castillo holds up the swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. And the fans don't like the call. And I'm inclined to agree with him. One ball, two strikes to Castillo, who will take a timeout after the 1-2 is called by Connor Crowley. 5-1 the deficit for the Threshers. Ty Langenberg on the mound. He has thrown 17 pitches, 14 for strikes in an inning and a third. One, two now to Castillo. One out and a man on first. The pitch hit the other way into left field. That's going to drop in for the base hit. Back-to-back singles starting off the seventh inning for the Threshers. And they're starting to turn this thing around. Castillo and Leach get on board with base knocks. The Threshers have seven hits on the night, and Jordan Byers has one of them. He's coming up to the plate right now. Leach on second, Castillo on first, and an extra base hit machine is coming up to the plate. 16 doubles and 6 home runs on the season for Byers, along with 29 RBI. Two on, one out here in the seventh inning. The Threshers starting a rally with a lot of fan support here at BayCare Ballpark. The first pitch to Byers, he holds up the swing, but it's a called strike anyway. The fastball hits the outside corner to make it only one. Byers has gone up to the plate twice and reached twice. Single and a steal in the third, walk in the fifth. Now he's got two on and one out, 0-1 count. Leach on second, Castillo on first. The 0-1, breaking ball, low and away, 1-1. Byers is in the midst of his 12th game against the Mighty Muscles this season. He's 11 for 41 with 5 runs scored, 4 doubles, a home run, and 5 RBIs against Fort Myers. Now it's a 2-1 count as the fastball misses up and away. Leach on second, Castillo on first. One gone in the seventh as Finley leads the slow claps on the Threshers' dugout. 2 balls and 1 strike. Now the pitch. Fastball on the outside edge, but it's challenged by Byers as it was called a strike, and it stays that way, according to Justin Hopkins. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Byers. He walked on a 3-2 count, and the only 2-strike count that he has faced. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Byers, the DH tonight, and the pitch. Hit back up the middle, right to the pitcher. Gets Castillo with second for one. Byers running it out, going to first, but he won't get there in time. Scored a 1-6-3 double play that ends the seventh inning. The Threshers get 2 hits, but leave just 1 on base. They headed to the eighth inning. 4 runs down, 5-1 the score. Mighty Muscles lead, and the Threshers will get a new pitcher out of the pen.
The Threshers will be home again tomorrow to conclude the series with the Myers and the Muscles. The meet will be our team's biggest tickets for the Super Bowl after the Sunday home game. For $16, they have 2 tickets, 2 hot dogs, 2 soft drinks, 2 eggs and chips. 8 to 11 for the new game.
Pitcher here in the eighth inning as Saul Terran will face the Mighty Muscles for the first time and make his home Threshers debut after two really solid outings in Lakeland. Made his debut on Tuesday the 22nd as he starts Sayer off with an upstairs fastball to make it an 0-1 count. Sayer is 2-for-3 on the day. 21-year-old Terran went 2 1/3, struck out 4 of the 7 batters he faced in a perfect opening outing for the Threshers. 0-1, slider missing outside, 1-1 the count. One inning pitched in his last outing, that came on Sunday, allowed a hit, but struck out a batter as well. 1-1, fastball missing outside, it's 2-1. So in 3 1/3 innings, Terran has yet to allow a run for the Threshers, and just one base runner coming on a hit with 5 strikeouts. Now he's got a 2-1 count to Sayer, the pitch. Fastball up and in, 3-1. In the Complex League this season, 1-0 his record with a 4.01 ERA. This one grounded down the third baseline, backhanded by Arnold, long throw, in there in time. And Sayer frustratedly throws off his helmet as Zach Arnold made a fantastic throw from third to get the first down of the eighth inning. So one gone for the Mighty Muscles. And that'll bring up Gregory Duran. This one hit on the ground into right field for a base hit by Duran, his first knock of the day, and the 11th for Fort Myers. One out single in the eighth inning gives Fort Myers another run. That'll bring up Cameron Willman, who has 7 RBIs on the season, but has struck out twice and walked once here tonight. Short leadoff first by Duran. One out and one on for the Mighty Muscles. Fastball inside, and it's a 1-0 count. Duran, a first baseman in corner outfield, 20 years old, 2-for-4 in stolen base attempts this season, all of them coming with the Mighty Muscles. Now the 1-0. Willman grounds this one foul down the third baseline. 1-1 the count. One on, one out. 1-1 the count. 5-1 the lead for Fort Myers. The Threshers have not put up a run since 1 in the first inning. Now the pitch. Did he go? He did not. Slider on the outside edge, but missing, 2-1. 2-14 hitter on the season is Roman, utility infielder who plays primarily at second base. Good contact, good speed for Willman, who looks at the sign from his third base coach and skipper, Brian Mayer. Terran sets from the first base side of the rubber. Duran shuffles towards second, fastball missing low and in, and for the second time this inning, it's a 3-1 count. 3-1 to Sayer before he grounded out to third. Duran singled on the first pitch that he saw from Duran, and now it's a 3-1 to Cameron Willman. Duran leaning in for the sign, he has it. Now he sets up at the belt, 4 on the pitch clock, and the pitch, 3-1, fastball on the inside corner, the count's 4. Good pitch by Terran, the fastball ranging in the mid-90s and topping out around 95. Full count to Cameron Willman with one away here in the top of the eighth inning. Terran sets from the belt, and the payoff pitch. Runner stays put, but now we'll go to second as the first walk allowed by Saul Terran is the second of the day for Cameron Willman. Overall, that is the third walk allowed by Threshers pitching, and Matt Hockenberry will come out to have a chat with Terran. Ryan Leach will join them on the mound. So Nick Parafa won't get a decision tonight, and really, aside from the home run, he pitched a solid game. He's more of a pitch-to-contact guy, so don't be alarmed by the 4 hits if you're looking at the stat sheet. 3 unearned runs on that homer after his error, and 2 strikeouts in 2 innings of work. A solid game for Carafa, but he leaves with the Threshers now behind 5-1. Top of the 8th inning, as the mound visit will be ended by Justin Hopkins, but we still have some time for a Florida State League scoreboard. The Mighty Muscles, if the score holds, will live to fight another day, as the Lakeland Flying Tigers took the loss in Jupiter, 8-6. The final score is the Hammerheads are looking to solidify their playoff push. Daytona and Dunedin have finished the doubleheader. Daytona won Game 2 by a 6-4 margin and lost Game 1 1-0 over in Daytona Beach. Bottom of the 6th inning in Bradenton, they lead the Palm Beach Cardinals, the Threshers' next opponent, 5-3 with Davis Nadal up at the plate. 2 on and 1 out. St. Lucie and Tampa tied at 1 in the bottom of the 10th inning with the Tarpons about to load up the bases. First pitch to Maddox. Houghton lifts this high in the air out to shallow left field. Miller sprinting out in front of Boyd. Boyd makes the catch, calling off Miller late for the first out in the 8th inning. So the mound visit immediately induces weak contact and out number 2 as Boyd makes the easy play in left. And I know Miller is coming from a further way, but just the comparison of his sprint to Boyd's to get that ball are just two different things. Miller's got great speed, but Boyd, it just makes it look so easy when running around in the outfield. 2 away now in the 6th inning. 2 on and 2 outs. The Threshers trail by 4. 5-1 the score with the Mighty Muscles ahead. 1 run on 7 hits with an error for the Threshers. 5 runs on 11 hits for the Mighty Muscles. That'll bring up Jay Harry, who is 2-for-4 on the day, doubled in the 7th. And now the first pitch to Harry is a fastball in there for a called strike 1. Oh, 1 now to Harry. And the pitch. Fastball again. This time it misses inside, and it's 1-1. Two on, 2 outs. Turan, in his first inning here at BayCare Ballpark, now deals. 1-1 pitch, fastball on the outside edge, 1-2. And an unsuccessful challenge by Jay Harry keeps the count at 1-2. Turan sped him up with a fastball to no avail. 1 ball and 2 strikes, 2 outs. 5-1 the lead for the Muscles. Turan trying to get out of this little jam he has with 2 outs. Runners on first and second. 1-2, breaking ball, bouncing on the dish, and it's 2-2. As Turan will get a new baseball from the home plate umpire. Turan on second, Willman on first, with 2 away here in the 8th inning. Turan hangs the ball down for the sign as he gets it from Ryan Leach. Stiffens back up, locks the ball in his black glove, sets it at the belt. 5 on the pitch clock, the 2-2, cut on and fouled back. And the count stays at 2-2. Jay Harry barely got a piece of that one. But lucky for the Threshers as that went below the beneath the legs, excuse me, of Ryan Leach. Two balls, 2 strikes to Harry. 2 outs in the 8th. The pitch from Turan, waving a whiff, strike 3. Saul Turan pulls the string with the cutter and gets his first strikeout at BayCare Ballpark to end the 8th inning. So a hit and a walk get 2 runners aboard in the 8th for the Mighty Muscles, but 2 runs left stranded. No hits, no errors, no runs, no errors, and bottom of the 8th coming up, the Threshers have 4 runs to make up as they trail 5-1.
That's why I ordered the fire marshal now to be in front of the mostly clear fireworks show. And he's been seeing the work of every day and the other by his
season in Ransom. Your cooperation is greatly appreciated.
Two shutout innings for Ty Langenberg. Now Xander Hamilton will come on the mound in the eighth, starting off Amarion Boyd with a slider on the outside edge. 1-0 the count to Boyd, as he is 2-for-3 on the evening. Hamilton coming into the game in his first appearance against the Threshers. The 1-0 missing, getting the inside corner, and it's 1-1. Hamilton, 22 years old, 14th rounder by the Twins in this year's draft out of Appalachian State, has tossed one shutout inning with one hit allowed and got another out in the inning after that. So in total, an inning and a third with three walks, two strikeouts, and one hit in his one prior appearances. Two appearances in the FCL, two innings pitched, four hits, and one run allowed. 2-1 to Boyd, fastball on the inside corner, 2-2. So Langenberg's night is finished. Two shutout innings. He won't get a decision as Olivares is in line for the win. Two hits, no walks, and one strikeout. 2-2, Boyd gets a piece of it and fouls it back into the backstop. Finley back working his magic on the Threshers' dugout, psyching up the fans for Amarion Boyd. Two balls, two strikes. Flared out into shallow right field. Duran chasing, sliding, and he makes the catch. Unbelievable play in right field. And it really seemed like that was going to fall in for Amarion Boyd for a second there. But the eighth inning is led off with a fantastic play out in right field by Gregory Duran. Tip of the cap to the Mighty Muscles right fielder. And now William Burgoyan will step up to the plate looking for his first hit of the day. First pitch now to Burgoyan. Fastball missing upstairs. It's a 1-0 count. Over 3 on the day is Burgoyan. Two flyouts and a ground out. Now the 1-0 pitch. Slow grounder foul down the first baseline, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out here in the eighth. Threshers trail 5-1. Deep breath by Hamilton. He sets up the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball settles over the strike zone, and it's 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, missing outside, two balls, two strikes, the count. The 2-2, swing and a miss, there's strike 3. Fastball upstairs, fools Burgoyan. He swings underneath it, and there are 2 outs in the 8th inning. Now Aiden Miller.
Aiden Miller.
Base in each of his first 5 games as a Thresher. looking to extend that streak. A big cheer from the Threshers faithful for the 27th overall pick of the Phillies in this past year's draft. First pitch to Miller, hit the other way into right field. Duran chasing again. This time he slides, but he won't get there. Miller speeds past first, and he's caught in between first and second in a rundown. Second baseman going back to the first baseman. Now back to Willman at second. Miller tries to spin around, but he doesn't get there. Gets the single, but is caught in a rundown as the eighth inning ends after Miller's hit. So one hit in the eighth, but the minimum faced by Xander Hamilton. Ninth inning coming up. Threshers have four runs to make up as we head into the top of the ninth. Top of the ninth inning, Saul Terran back out for his second inning of work, and he will face 2-3-4 in the Mighty Muscles order. 5-1 the score, Ricardo Olivar in the right-handed box, leading things off against Terran, taking a cut fastball on the inside corner for a called strike. Olivar has reached base in 3 of 4 plate appearances, but is 2-for-4 on the day, reaching and scoring in the seventh on a fielder's choice, driving in the tying run on a double in the third, and singling in the first. Now the count's 0-2 as he fouls off a slider. And now we'll take a timeout. So Olivar, Cespedes, and Baez set to lead off the ninth inning for Fort Myers. And Olivar starting off with an 0-2 count. Terran winds, kicks, and deals the 0-2. Another pitch fouled away, this one knocking off the sweets. Will stay 0-2 as that ball went on the first base side of home plate. O-2 again. And that gets Olivar. He is holding his left hand right now and writhing in pain next to the right-hander batter's box as a slider slips the grip of Terran, and now the trainer is out for Fort Myers. Chase Thompson, head athletic trainer, joined by Brian Meyer next to home plate, where Olivar is still on the ground. With the injury timeout, we're going to take a short break here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. The leadoff man in the ninth, Ricardo Olivar, will head to second, head to first on the hit-by pitch. And Rubel Cespedes will be at the plate next. We'll be right back here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. So Ricardo Olivar will remain on first base after the hit by pitch. Great to see that he is not coming out after taking a hard hit on his left hand. Now Rubel Cespedes is up at the dish for the Mighty Muscles. Olivar has a small lead off of first. Fastball from Teron missing outside. It's a 1-0 count to Cespedes. League leader in RBIs with 71. He did 71st. That actually was the go-ahead ribby for Fort Myers back in the third inning. They now lead 5-1. 1-0 to Cespedes. Fastball at the letters. And the count is even at 1-1. Sure if Cespedes is going to challenge this call, but he won't. And it's a 1-1 count. It looked like he was questioning Hopkins' call, so I thought maybe a tap on the head was coming. Now the 1-1. Fastball outside, 2-1. 5-1 the lead for Fort Myers. They're now hitting the Threshers 11-8. And now it's a 2-1 count to Rubel Cespedes. Short lead off of first for Olivar, who has the speed, but he might still be shaken up enough by the hit-by-pitch that he might not try to steal. Breaking ball, bouncing, let's start that again. Breaking ball on the outside corner, 2-2 the count, as Cespedes stakes strike two, and now he takes a timeout, walking in and out of the left-handed batter's box. Two balls, two strikes to Cespedes, nobody out here in the top of the ninth, and Olivar taking a short lead off of first base. Now Teron deals. This one hit a line drive above the glove of Bergoglio into right field. Heredia is there, so Olivar will stay at second base, and it is a single for Cespedes. Second hit of the day for Rubel. He has reached three times, once on a walk, twice on a hit, and once on an error, so that's four times, and I can't do math. 2-1 and nobody out in the ninth. Hit by pitch and a hit. That's knock number 12 for the Mighty Muscles, by the way. Nathan Baez had probably the biggest one of the night. A three-run homer in the seventh with two strikeouts and a double play in his other three at-bats. So, similar start to his eighth inning. And now again, Matt Hockenberry is out to talk to Teron. This is just his third game in single A. He started the season in the complex and moved to the Threshers back on August the 21st, ahead of the Fort Myers series. Five saves and seven chances for the DSM White squad in 2022, joining forces with John Henriquez now up in Jersey Shore. William Bergoglio, who is currently holding Olivar on the second base bag. And the Phillies White, losers in the semifinals of the playoffs for the Summer League to the Pirates Gold squad. Now Nate Baez up at the plate, a three-run homer already as Teron deals. Fastball just missing low and in, 1-0 the count. That homer, he hit right into the wind that just carried out and gave the Mighty Muscles a 5-1 lead. That still stands. 1-0 the count now to Baez. Teron deals. Fastball gets away from Leach, and each runner will advance a base. Wild pitch by Saul Teron. First of the game by either pitcher. And now the double play is off, and runners are on second and third. Olivar to third. Cespedes to second. And the infield will come in for the Threshers. Infield in now for Clearwater. Bergoglio towing the infield grass over at second base, as is Castillo, shaded towards second at first. Aiden Miller and Zach Arnold playing slightly back with the right hitting Baez at the dish. 2-0, hard ground ball, foul down the third base line, and it's 2-1. Two balls and one strike to Baez, who is 1-for-4 with his first homer of the season. Three RBIs, bringing his total up to 7. 25 games this year, 19 last year, so his 45th career game here tonight. 2-1, popped up in foul territory. That's going to reach the seat, despite a short run from Leach. 2-2 the count now.
As Talon, we're getting the ball from the umpire.
Two balls and two strikes to Bayon. With the infield in for the Threshers. No one out, runners on second and third. The pitch from Teron launched high and deep into left center field. Should be deep enough for a run. Boyd on the edge of the warning track makes the catch and will hit Miller, the cutoff man at short. Olivar will score from third, so it is 6-1 Mighty Muscles. And Cespedes will stay at second base. RBI number 4 of the game for Baez. And the Muscles now lead by 5. So Teron is now allowed his first run as a Thresher, and it took him 4 2/3 innings to do so. Rafael Cruz now up the plate. Infield back at normal depth for the Threshers with a man on second and one out. The pitch from Teron, breaking ball, great hit to get by Cruz, who thought about swinging, held up at the last second, and it seemed like he was ready to go again, but right as the pitch came in. 0-1 the count to Cruz, and now the pitch. Breaking ball, great block by Leach, who gets that from the dirt, and will now get a new ball for Saul Teron. 1-1 the count. Cespedes on second, Cruz at the dish in a 6-1 lead for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Pitch clock on a single digits as Teron straightens up with the sign. 1-1, one strike, he's set and he deals. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball missing inside, 2-1. Cruz on the day is 1-4, singled to lead off the sixth inning. And struck out to end the seventh on a drop third strike. He was the last batter that Nate Carafa faced. Now he faces a 2-1 count to Teron. Man on second being held on by Burgoyne. The 2-1. Popped up. Should stay on the infield. Burgoyne drifting back to the outfield grass. He's called off by Raylan Heredia, who makes the catch on the run for the second out in the ninth inning. Two away now as Cruz flies out to right. And now Alex Sayer will come up to the plate. 2-4 with a pair of singles on the day. He stole a base in the fourth inning and grounded out to third, leading off the eighth in his last at-bat. 6-1 the lead for Fort Myers as Teron will finish this inning. There is an insurance arm getting loose in the Threshers bullpen. But they need a big comeback to get another pitcher on the hill. Two outs to Sayer. First pitch is a fastball that wrecks the outside corner and it's 0-1. On second base is still Rubel Cespedes with two outs. Now an 0-1 count to Alex Sayer. Teron, barely paying attention to the base runner, now deals the 0-1 pitch. Slap foul by Sayer and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes to Sayer. One run already across for Fort Myers with a potential insurance run on second base. They lead by 5 with 2 outs in the ninth. Teron deals, waving a whiff by Sayer, and that's strike 3. Slider fooling him on the outside corner, and Teron has his second punch out as the inning ends. But another run added to the Mighty Muscles tally. They get their one run on a hit, no errors, one man left, and it's 6-1 Fort Myers with the last chance for the Threshers coming up in the ninth. Thank you. Kyle Schmidt in to do the catching in the ninth inning. A rare chance you see the same pitcher stay on with a new catcher coming in, but a 6-1 lead for the Mighty Muscles in the ninth inning. Zach Arnold starts off the ninth, taking a look at a slider outside to make it an 0-1 count. He's 1-for-3 on the day, but the one hit is the reason the Threshers have won in the run column. That's all they have, though. They trail 6-1 here in the bottom of the ninth. First or second pitch to Arnold, fouled away, and it's now 0-2. RBI single in the first, then a strikeout and a ground out for Arnold. And now he faces an 0-2 count. Hamilton, Deeds, swing and a miss, and there's the first down of the ninth inning. Three-pitch strikeout to Arnold, his second K of the day, Hamilton's first, and there's one gone. So that'll bring up Raylan Heredia, who is 0-for-3 on the day. Two strikeouts and a pop-out for Raylan. Bonnier's got four RBIs on the season and got a hit in every game in the last series that the Threshers played at Bay Care Ballpark in his first series against Dunedin. 1-0 count now to Heredia. As Hamilton sets, kicks, deals, 1-0, cut on and missed, 1-1. 6-1 the lead for Fort Myers, one out in the ninth, with Rosario waiting in the on-deck circle. 1-0 pitch. This one lifted high in the air out to right field. Drifting foul. Duran running after it for safety, but it reaches the seats. 1-2. Six to one the score. One away in the ninth. Two strikes on Heredia. A deep breath from Hamilton. Now the 1-2 bounces in front of home plate. Count evens at 2-2. Would be the 8th straight loss if the Threshers can't reverse this 6-1 lead. It takes certainly a lot to get ahead, but we've seen them do it before. A couple of 8-run innings and some 7-run innings. A whole lot of offense potential on this team. Heredia swings and misses at a slider, and now Ricardo Rosario will step up to the plate with 2 outs as the Threshers' last chance. He is rocking a 9-game hit streak right now, but it could end if he is unable to continue this ballgame. 2 away to Rosario, who's 0-for-3 on the day. Strikeout, fly out, and a ground out, so he's got one of each. First pitch from Hamilton. It's cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. The pitching matchup for tomorrow's game, which will begin with an 11:45 pregame show and a noon start. Ezekiel Ventura making his second Threshers appearance as the fastball misses upstairs for a 1-1 count. He'll be starting for Clearwater with Ben Epridge going for Fort Myers. 1-1 now to Rosario with 2 outs in the ninth. Threshers trail by 5. 1-1. Held up the swing, 2-1 as the breaking ball misses outside. Two on the count, 2 outs here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch from Hamilton. Almost hits Rosario. He turns away from it, and the fastball makes it 3-1. Rosario taking a little bit of time walking around the batter's box before he gets back in. 3-1 the count. Rosario hoping not to be the last batter in tonight's game. 3-1 to Rosario, 2 outs in the ninth. Hamilton deals. Inside, ball 4. And Rosario will take off his guards and head to first base. 2-out walk is the Threshers' first base runner in the ninth inning. A Ricardo Rosario would at least have an on-base streak up to 10 games, but the 9-game hit streak is likely over. Rushers trail by 5, 6-1 the score here in the 9th inning. And now Leach coming up to the plate. Leach, 5-game hit streak with his single in the 7th, but he's 1-for-3 on the day. Rosario's got a big lead off of first. He's a very efficient base stealer. And Leach lifts this one high in the air out to center field. Sprinting in his helm, he calls everybody off, makes the catch, and that ends the ball game. Dressers strand a runner in the 9th inning, but they fall 6-1 against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who have now won the first 4 games of this series. And the Threshers hope to avoid the sweep in tomorrow's match. 6-1 the final score, and the starters will get the decisions here at BayCare Ballpark. 8th loss of the season for Estevenson Jimenez, despite a really solid pitching performance. 2 runs allowed in 5 innings of work, 6 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Jose Olivares will get the win, his 3rd of the season. 1 run allowed in 5 innings, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. 4th straight win for Fort Myers against the Threshers. 8th straight win overall. Threshers have lost 8 straight, as including 4 here at home to the Mighty Muscles. The final regular season home game is here at BayCare Ballpark tomorrow. First pitch at noon, 11:45. I'll have the pregame show at BayCare Ballpark. But I'm going to give you guys a quick recap of the ball game and then send you home for the Saturday evening. Marion Boyd beat out an infield hit in the bottom of the 1st inning. He stole second base and advanced to 3rd on a groundout. Zach Arnold then hit a single off of Fort Myers starter Jose Olivares that plated Boyd with 2 outs in the 1st and gave the Threshers an early 1-0 lead. Fort Myers took the lead with 2 runs in the 3rd to make it 2-1. A 3-run home run by Mighty Muscles first baseman Nate Baez extended their lead to 5-1 in the 7th. Another run scored in the top of the 9th on a sacrifice fly that made it 6-1 Fort Myers. The Threshers got 1 base runner in the 9th inning, but did not drive any runs in, and the score finished at 6-1 here at BayCare Ballpark. Estevenson Jimenez took the loss. 6 strikeouts in 5 innings of work, 2 runs allowed. Nathan Carafa got 3 unearned runs on that home run, and Saul Tehran allowed 1 run in the final 2 innings in his home Threshers debut. Starters get the decisions, Threshers drop 8 straight, and they look to avoid the sweep tomorrow morning. 11:45 pregame show, gates open at 11, and you can stay at the box office. That'll still be open if you're looking for some tickets for tomorrow's game, or you can visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets to get tickets for tomorrow's contest and playoff baseball. Don't forget, September 14th and potentially the 15th, the Threshers will have a home playoff game. And then we'll see about the championship series if the Threshers can get the job done. But hopefully, those games will be played on the 19th and 20th of September if the Threshers can make it to the championship series. Final score 6-1. Threshers out hit by the Mighty Muscles as well, 12-8. They committed 1 error in the loss and drop their 8th straight ball game. We'll see you tomorrow at noon. Thank you for everyone who tuned into today's ball game. My name is Josh Sperber. Hopefully, you enjoy your Saturday night.